Britain, according to Senate Leader Harry Reid.
We had a lot of issues that were unresolved then. We have just a couple this morning, and we hope we can resolve those very quickly.
Still no official tally of what the 700 miles of fencing and thousands more Border Patrol agents along the southwest border will cost.
An arrest warrant has been issued for New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez. It accuses him of obstruction of justice in connection with a shooting death earlier this week of his friend Odin Lloyd. Police say the security system at Hernandez's home has been intentionally destroyed.
The apparent attempt to destroy evidence, I believe, is very telling that he has at least knowledge, if not involvement, in this particular homicide.
Former FBI agent Brad Garrett. We're getting an idea of what opening statements will sound like when the second-degree murder trial of George Zimmerman begins.
When opening statements Monday, Judge Deborah Nelson ruled prosecutors can say George Zimmerman profiled Trayvon Martin, but they cannot say it was based on race.
I'm not supposed to be free. Stay away from racial profiling. I'm not worrying on my itself as it used in other terms.
Defense attorneys had asked words they deemed inflammatory from far from the statement. Zimmerman is pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder, said he shot Martin in self-defense. Various six women have been chosen to hear evidence on the trial defense for the last 4 weeks. Aaron Kuczynski.
Sometimes we need help defending. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houseproject.com.
Ladies, when is the last time you were happy with your body?
Well,
if you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. Now we have Amberen. Amberen is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day trial-free. Call now at 1-800-424-7311. 1-800-424-731. 50 years ago, this fall, John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, the city.
And often people
1-800-210-6229. Visit us online at imprecisionjobs.com and apply there.
Mark, we're on the radio.
Well, I'm going to come at you, too. I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage you, because your agenda is anti-American. Because your agenda is anti-free market and anti-private property. Because your agenda is attacking me. I, personally, will do whatever I can to sabotage such a agenda.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And good afternoon, everybody. It's Jeff in the air chair here waiting for Tracy to arrive from doing important things and doing her thing wherever she does it at. And just want to say hey to you. And happy Friday. We are here. It is Friday, June. Oh, I don't even know the date. Is that, that's ridiculous. But it's the 21st. It's the first day of summer, and it feels like summer for a change out there. And so I'm happy about that. And saying to you, you know, hey, let's enjoy it, because you know we only get about 2.5 months of this, and then it's on to getting cold again and mixed up and raining and all of that good stuff. So anyway, we're going to enjoy as much of summertime as we can. I'd like to, for my local people here in Youngstown, Ohio area, announce that we're preparing to ramp up for Jazz in the Park downtown at the B&O station. We're going to have a good lineup this year and have some fun down there like we always do. And if you want to, you know, take part in this and give me a call at 330-360-1848. We're going to start on June 21st. We're always looking for donations of those that want to help make this bigger and better. And Al Robinson and I will accept your check, and we appreciate you for your help and your support of Jazz in the Park over the years. Youngstown Park Department is very helpful in helping us put this on, or you know, because we do it in the city parks, and we try to make a nice situation for the people of Youngstown area of the Mahoning Valley. And if you want to come in from someplace else and hang out with us, we definitely welcome you. So anyway, that's Jazz in the Park coming up in July. July 21st will be the date. So that's 1 month from today. And so we'll be looking forward to seeing your face in that place. Well, what's going on in the news? That's what I want to know. What are you thinking is going on? Lots of things are happening out here. And, you know, I don't know what everybody thinks of what's going on, but I'd like to know. So you give me a call here at 330-781-9600. Let me know what you think of all the current events. We just had a day of the president going overseas to the G8. And he made some remarks and he made some stances there that the rest of the world is not taking kindly to. He didn't have the throngs and crowds of people there to see him like he did when he was the candidate in 08. And people are trying to make excuse after excuse. My man Tingle Up His Leg Matthews said the hot sun kept the people away, and you know, and kept the people from wanting to, you know, to take part in it, and this, that, and the other, blah, 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 and some of that and some of this. Now, look, I know there's a lot of supporters here for the president's agenda. I know you're there, and I know that many of you that support have no idea what you're supporting. And it's okay, you know, because we haven't always, you know, been knowledgeable of political things. But I'd like you to invite you to take a look at some of the things that are going on and being said. One was when he talked about nuclear proliferation. My situation is I heard the president saying that he wanted to enter into talks again with Russia on ratcheting down nuclear weapons that the United States and Russia have. Well, very, very goofy thought if you think about this, and this is what Mr. Putin pointed out. That's sort of like ridiculous because, you know, Pakistan has weapons. Rogue nations like Iran are wanting to get them. So how are we going to talk about ratcheting down when these people are not under control? You can't, and it doesn't make sense. You have Al-Qaeda still, whether you want to call them terrorists or not, thinking that they won't bomb the living daylights out of you if you don't call them a terrorist. Okay? They won't blow up your marketplaces and try to commandeer planes and things like that just because you said it. This is another thing. This is very naive, and we're looking like fools in the sight of the world, everybody. Listen to me. Please, please know that. When the president of the United States makes statements like that, he's going to come up to you with a frontal assault again because of climate change. He's going to kill off the rest of the jobs that we don't have already. Oh, you think I'm just crazy, huh? Okay. He's going to shut down. He's going to shut down more existing power plants, coal-fired. Okay, not just the ones that are going to come online with the clean coal technology, this, that, and other. He's going to shut down, which he's already devastated, West Virginia, parts of Ohio, and parts of Pennsylvania. He's devastated them with removing the coal-fired electrical plants that these places had, which is shooting the cost of electricity up because you don't have a readily available supply of cheap electricity. Energy drives the cost of everything. Now, if you think that this is a good thing, call me and let me know. 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229. Okay? So you tell me whether you think it's good, and let's see whether we have some areas that have some rolling blackouts here during this coming summer if we get a hot, hot summer. Now, we were pretty warm in some areas, but you're not hearing about whether we've had dropouts or blackouts or any of that. All you're hearing is that we're going to have to cut back these coal-fired plants because we have to do something about climate change. The earth is getting hotter, and the polar caps are melting. Al Gore's house is going to be flooded that he built on the beach, and we have to do something about it. So that's the mindset. Think about that. Al Gore tells you that the seas are rising and we're losing our coastline, and the coast is going to be Denver in just about 5 or 6 years. But yet he builds a huge, huge home on the beach. Ladies and gentlemen, I may not be the smartest person in the world nor the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know better than that. When the people are cooking the books on climate change to try to persuade the nations to go along with these carbon, you know, footprint things or exchanges, and people aren't buying it. The nations that can't do anything about it, they can't do anything about it. They have to do whatever their government says because they have no rights. But still, even though this particular administration is encroaching upon this more than any other for the longest time, this government is of, for, and by the people. But the people must stand up and say, stop this. This is crazy. Stop this. You're not going to get away with this. We're not going to allow you to, because we put you there to represent us, and you're not representing us. Healthcare. We're coming up on the healthcare debacle. Once again, it's going to be a huge train wreck. Healthcare, we're sitting up, and the president is touting how great this is going to be, but we may have some hiccups, he says. Well, Mr. $100 million vacation man, if there's hiccups, people like me really get hurt. I don't have the money. I'm not independently wealthy. You, sir, are. You will never spend a day in lack ever again because you are the president. But, Mr. President, let me remind you that your policies have put a whole lot of people out of work, and especially the ones that look like you. The regular unemployment rate in America is 9%. Black unemployment in America is 17%. So now, while you want to cut back on the coal plants where people work at and throw those jobs away, where you want to close the White House but yet spend $100 million on vacation, I'm not with it. 261, you're in there.
Jeffro.
What's up, sir?
You think he's listening?
Somebody is waiting. The way the IRS was doing the guys, I'm sure he's hearing it.
I think it's a beautiful thing. It's just payback, brother. That's all.
Payback?
It's just payback. Yeah, it's payback.
Well, who's getting paid?
Huh?
Who's getting paid back?
Who gets this $100-some-thousand or $100 million or whatever it is? Who gets that money?
Well, the people that are guarding him and his stay and the security and all of the stuff he has to have, yeah.
That's beautiful, ain't it?
It's not beautiful to me. It's not beautiful to me because of, well, because black unemployment is at 17%.
That's all right. That's their problem. You ain't working nowhere now, are you?
Wait, I work all the time.
You're doing all right, aren't you?
No,
you're doing all
I'm
right,
not.
Aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
because
come on.
Guess
Get
what?
Up.
Listen. When people aren't working, they don't come and pay to hear music. So that means
No, they don't.
I'm telling you, I have less places to play than I have had in the past 5 years.
Jeff, you got to learn how to play bluegrass. You're not playing the right stuff.
It doesn't matter whether you play bluegrass or not. They're not paying for anything because nobody has any money. Now, did you see?
Well, somebody got to be making some money because somebody's doing well. I don't want the president to be the one to change things. The man before him, they didn't change anything. They didn't look at how bad the economy is.
Yes, they did. Listen, the Bush economy did not suffer till the last 2 years of his presidency. After 9/11, he was able to keep the country running well until he lost the House. 2 years before he got out of office.
This is a black brother, president of the United States, going back to Africa. It's a shame that he has to pay that much money for protection and all the other things. If they had a decent hospital and stuff, I understand all that. But hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a beautiful thing, Jeff. You should be totally excited about it. You only got to do is deal with this for 3 more years, and we won't be able to blame anything on the man of color. Everything will be exciting from then on.
Listen. Yeah, you will, because the aftermath of everything that he's doing is going to be really rough to deal with. And so, he's put things in place, huh?
Well, that's good. That one faith believes that this is going to be destroyed anyway. So that one religion.
But listen. You know you're going to die anyway. But are you rushing and trying to kill yourself?
I'm trying to rush myself to death. I'm enjoying every moment like it's my last.
Well, here's the thing. But I'm saying, are you trying to kill yourself because you know you're going to die anyway? No, you're not. You are living life.
I drive without a seatbelt.
That's just living dangerously.
It all depends on what you call it. That's what it is, Jeff.
No, you ain't trying to kill yourself.
Jeff, I can't talk politics with you because I don't understand the first thing about it. I'm just enjoying life every day. I'm excited for the man of color. I know a lot of people don't want to have to worry about paying that man that kind of money for the rest of his life, but that's so big.
No. He deserves – listen. He took the seat. He won it. Whether he did it by hook or crook, okay, he got it. First time he won it legitimately. There's no doubt about it. Okay, second time he did not win it. No, second time he did not win it legitimately. How are you going to have the IRS stop the people that disagree with you from organizing during the election cycle? See, that's what he did.
I can't argue all that assumptions and whatever this, but all I know is he's in there. He's going to be in there for 3 more years, and I want him to do everything that he thinks is possible to do. Well, hey, Jeff, don't say that now.
Maybe. If Benghazi comes out and he gave the order, he's going to be impeached because he's lied.
They'll never do that.
But I ain't going to say they ain't going to never do that. I'm going to say that one thing, Mr. Eric Holder needs to go peacefully into the sunset. That man, he's totally inept. He's inept.
Like I said, you know more about it than I do.
Yeah, well, I'm just
going to enjoy this sunny day, Jeff.
Well, do that, man. It's a beautiful day.
Right.
It's the first day of summer. And it's finally hot. So.
All right, I can't wait till you start doing remotes.
Yeah, man, I would love to do a remote. Love to do a remote.
You have a good day. I gotta go. Later.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's a friend of mine. Good people, really good people, and he thinks what he thinks. I ain't mad at him. I'm not mad at him for what he thinks. I can't be. But most people are like that. They don't have the faintest idea of what's going on out here. And they're allowing things to happen as a result. What are we allowing to happen? We're not saying anything when the IRS is used to keep enemies of the president, not enemies, but opposition to the president, from getting out there and organizing. That's what I'm talking about. You can't do that. That's just plain wrong. It's just plain not American. Look, if what you do is so good for everybody, why did 2 million less people that voted for you the last time get involved in that now? Tell me that. 2 million less people. Local caller, you're in the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, great show already.
Well, thanks. Thank you.
Well, we could talk about a million things, but I know time is limited, but there's always tomorrow.
Yeah.
I want to bring up the hypocrisy of Hillary, since you mentioned Benghazi. Years ago, you remember she went on a rant and said, this is the United States, we have a right to debate.
Yep.
Okay. And then what do we get because we're concerned about Benghazi? Oh, what difference does it make? I could go on and on, like I said, but we are being deceived, and I got my Bible, and I got my guns, like a lot of Americans. And the giant is waking up, the sleeping giant.
I certainly hope that you're correct, because 3 million born-again Christian evangelicals did not vote in this last cycle. I understood their vote because, their choice was the Marxist or the Mormon, and they chose neither. They just didn't vote. And so, you have to figure this out. You know, where are you going to, what are you going to do with this? Are you going to really support this guy that's a Mormon, who I think would have been a lot more moral of a leader than what we have, because we don't have any moral people in leadership right now that I can see. None that are making any open decisions or are the face of anything. I'm not seeing it. I don't know about you, but I've heard you speak before and not be accepted because people thought you were crazy for what you thought. Well, I'm one of the guys that's sitting on the side of you saying, yeah, she's right, okay?
Well, that reminds me of Traficant. You know, a lot of people were against him or didn't believe him, but, he said it. It's been a dog and pony show for years.
Oh, yeah.
And he even said to get rid of the IRS and get a flat tax or something like that. But
he beat the IRS. Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
He beat the IRS. Thank God.
That's right. And I thank you for that compliment you gave me.
Yeah, no doubt. I've been a fan of talk radio for years and years. And I listen to what people say. I don't just, pass it off. But the thing is people don't realize, that they trust their government like this was back in the 30s and 40s or something. This is not that type of government. Now they're not the people that have your best welfare at heart.
Exactly. And one more thing about Benghazi. I mean, they gave warnings out, and the Red Cross left, and I forget who all. And we should have brought our men home, which we didn't.
Right. They could. They could have got the man out of there. He did not have to be there at that time. And for 9/11. They could have had a couple more people on guard, knowing that whether the government has agreed to allow you to stay there and have an embassy there or not. You know you have extremists all over that part of the world. Why in the world didn't you protect your own? And that's what I hope deep sixes Hillary Clinton's chances for getting in the race and possibly winning in 16. I don't think she deserves that chance after what she allowed to happen.
I agree.
Yeah. Well,
can I mention one more thing?
Yes, you can. A lot of times you call our internet line, we leave you in the queue till you want to say something else. We have a town hall meeting. That's what this is. Yeah, that's what we do here. Go ahead.
Well, there's many mysteries left unto us, and just like if we go back to McVeigh, they hurried up and got rid of him. The bomber, the two guys in Boston, and they were interviewing that guy. They shot him, right?
Right.
Unarmed.
Yeah.
And just like that Andrew Breitbart that we were not sure, or this Hastings guy, the car, or even if we go back to Vince, what was his name? Vince Foster.
Vince Foster.
There was a whole list of. We try to read between the lines the best we can. And like you said, you've been listening to me, and I've been listening to you. I want to give you that compliment also.
Well, thank you.
And together the truth, we can hit on a lot of the truth.
Well, yeah, because it takes people that are aware that will self-educate themselves to figure it out. That's why the country was made for the people. We're a representative republic. That's true. But
did you ever go ahead? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, did you ever watch that movie? I loved it. Carlito's Way with Pacino.
Yes.
There's a spot in there where he says, "Have I covered all the bases? Have I done this? Have I done that?"
Right.
And that I love that part. because, like you said, we are out here, and you might see something, and I might see something, and somebody else calls in, and bingo, we got it solved.
Well, this is true. This is true. Well,
we do live in a very evil world. I mean, a lot of good, yes. That's what we're fighting.
Amen. And there's still a lot of people that are really Christians that are being attacked worldwide. And that.
I was just talking to my neighbor about Columbine. That one shooter said to the girl, "Are you a Christian? Do you believe in God?" Remember that?
Yes, she said, "Yes, I do." And he said, "Are you sure?" And then he put the gun to her, and she said, "Yes, he does." And that's when he killed her. She died. She died for her belief. And listen, that's one of the most noble things that you can do, because if you believe that there's something after this, you're not going to hold on to this as if there was nothing else to go to. And that's what a lot of people are doing. And, whatever you believe is what you believe, and I'm not mad at anybody, even those that agree or disagree with me. It's fine. But I just tell you, I do believe that there's an after this. And that God is the author of that after this. And so
I believe he made us, and he's in our conscience. He's in that spiritual part of our brain.
Always. That's what he said. That's the word. So we'll try to be as good and capable people as we possibly can, and try to stir up people to be able to help themselves in the situation, as God will bless them if they take the two steps toward Him. That's all they have to do. And we'll see. This nation, it makes me angry that Christianity is being poo-pooed as though it was just some kind of stupid belief fairy tale, like we were talking about Easter Bunny or a Santa Claus or something like that.
Yeah.
Tooth fairy.
Oh, I got a good break. You said fairy. Well, when you said fairy, right away I think of Clinton when he was talking about something. What was that with Obama? This isn't a fairy tale.
He said this is the biggest fairy tale ever.
Yeah.
And he also made some very, very nasty racial remarks about Mr. Obama. But the Hillary supporters don't seem to remember that, and especially the black Hillary supporters. But
they're buying Jell-O like hers.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. She's not the greatest. I can't take this from Hillary Clinton. She is a very bright woman. I can't take that from her. I just think that, you know, it's like this. If only she could be used for good. You know,
the ironic thing is that we see ourselves in each other because we are more like each other than we are different. I do.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That's very, very true.
Yeah, we're all made in his image and likeness, and it's just the ignorance that gets in the way.
Well, do you want a screen name for us? You want to give me a name to call you by? It doesn't have to be your real name.
Not at this time.
Okay.
Truther. I'm a truther.
All right. All right, truther.
not a prepper. I'm a truther.
I'm a little bit of both, I think. I think I'm going to be prepping. You know, I'm a Bible and guns guy too. You know, so you know, I'm one of those bitter clingers, as the president calls us. But you know, it's all good.
We'll keep our dukes up and we'll learn to stand another way.
Yes, we will. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
We're about to go to break here in a couple minutes, but I'm going to continue my little rant here. Because there's been a lot of things going on in the news, like I said. A lot of things going on. The church has come up under attack again. And education has come up under attack again. What I'm trying to say is this. We have schools across this nation in urban areas that are utterly failing. I mean, failing like you wouldn't believe. It doesn't make any sense to have a 17 or 18 year old that does not know how to read or that does not know how to count. Where are we failing the people that are in these schools and are a product of these schools? Where are we failing? I think that we could really go back and see when the aptitude of poorer people, not just black, but black, Hispanic, whites, started to fail like this. I would add and say this, that I think it's been that way since the late 60s. When we started, we were going to Vietnam. We had huge places where you could work, like GMs and steel mills and things like that, still going, and people opted to not get an education but to go to work and make money. I remember my grandfather telling me of several people, my grandfather who went to sixth grade, by the way, but he could speak five different languages fluently by working in the mill with people and learning. Five different languages. That doesn't just happen. You have to want to learn. He would read the newspaper every day. He would read his Bible every day. So he created my mother and my aunt, and my aunt created my family. With my aunt and mother created our families with the representative fathers, my father and my uncle. Nobody is dumb. Everybody knows how to work, how to do something, and how to get up in the morning and take your behind to work. I don't like to be lumped in with any other group where they say, you just lazy, you just this, that, and other. That has nothing to do with my existence. I don't know anything about that. But anyway, those things are going by the wayside because you have a group of people called the progressives who don't want you to get up and go to work. They'd rather pay you to sit home and not work so they can take over the political structure. Why? So they can rule you and the rest of the world with the wealth that this country has built over the last two centuries. You may not believe that, but just watch for the signs, ladies and gentlemen. Watch for the signs. If I'm whistling up a gum stump and my word hits the ground, then say, Jeff, you crazy, man. I'm not listening to nothing you say. But if I'm not, you better pay attention because it's going to be the only way you get out. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. An alleged mobster from Youngstown has been indicted for killing three people 39 years ago. 64-year-old James Ferrara is already serving prison time for two murders. He's accused of killing Ben, Marilyn, and Heather Marsh in 1974. Heather was only 4 years old at the time. Ferrara and Marsh were employed at the GM plant in Lordstown. A Warren man is facing attempted murder charges in connection with a woman falling from a window. 41-year-old Sean Cenuria was arrested Friday. Officials believe he pushed 22-year-old Sherry Smith from an attic window at a house last October. Smith is now paralyzed. One of four suspects in an Ohio forced labor case has pleaded not guilty to charges alleging a woman was held captive with her child and was threatened and made to do housework. A judge in Cleveland released 21-year-old suspect Desira Silsby, but ordered her to stay in contact with the probation office. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
Are you looking to save money on your heating and cooling bills this year? Quality Windows can meet all your window needs while improving your curb appeal and increasing your home's value. Family owned and operated since 1998, Quality Windows lifetime warranted easy maintenance windows can save you up to 35% on your energy bills. They'll bring the showroom to you.
Hi, this is Kevin Goldberg, owner of Quality Windows. Call us today for your free in-home estimate at 1-800-863-9344. And you won't have to worry. There's no high-pressure, three-hour sales pitch with us. We don't require down payments, and we also have many different financing options available. And our prices start at just $179. And if you call in and mention this ad, receive an additional 20% off our Timeless series. And all the Quality Windows come with a true lifetime warranty.
Get your free estimate and more info at QualityWindowsLLC.com. 800-863-9344. Quality Windows. You've seen the rest. Now come see the best. The Valley's Medical Guide is now available at a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Mercer, Lawrence, and Columbiana counties. This medical guide is packed with useful health tips and a local physician's listing. Enter to win a $500 American Express card. Pick up your free copy at a local participating Walgreens pharmacy. Stop by a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Lawrence, Mercer, and Columbiana counties. Plus, a chance to win a $500 American Express card. Now at Walgreens, accepting most Express Scripts plans.
Buckeye Firearms is proud to announce our summer bi-weekly sales events in Rogers, Austintown, and Streetsboro. New incredible deals every other week. Friday and Saturday, June 21st and 22nd. Mossberg Maverick 12-gauge defense shotguns, $220. Laminate stock Ruger 10/22 rifles, $270. 9mm Glock pistols, starting at $500. Manager's specials in all locations. Stop in for details. Items change weekly and are valid only on announced dates. Stay tuned for future sales from Buckeye Firearms, home of the Buckeye Advantage.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services. helping you on the road to recovery. 1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back here, afternoon with Tracy and friends, Jeff in the air chair, and some other familiar people around here today. I know them from somewhere, but the face rings a bell.
You know, you better be nice to me, Jeff. Because I'm working on some stuff over here that you're going to want to see.
Is that right?
Yes. You better be nice to me.
I'm always nice to you, Tracy.
Yeah, you took care of me this morning.
Doggone it.
You took care of me today, because you don't understand. I've been running. I hit the floor running this morning. I haven't stopped running since I hit the floor. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great. I wasn't, but I'm doing better now.
You doing better now?
Oh, yeah. I had dental problems. Oh, God.
So you're better now?
Yeah, they got me straightened around yesterday. God was good.
What is a chalice?
A chalice is a glass of not a glass, but a
old wine mug.
Yeah.
Isn't that a chalice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then why did I, when I looked it up on the internet, told me it was a piece of clothing?
Mm-mm, I don't know. How'd you spell it?
C-H-A-L-L-I-S?
L-L-I-S.
Yeah, or
C-H-A-L-I-S. I think that is a piece of clothing. I think chalice is spelled C-H-A-L-I-C-E.
C-H-A-L-I-C-E?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a chalice is a chalice, and then there's a chalice that's not a chalice that's a piece of clothing?
Obviously.
Oh, okay.
Obviously. Yeah, because, see, when you with the I-C-E, you get pictures of the chalice.
So spell your chalice.
C-H-A-L-I-C-E.
So your chalice is a lice, and it's a
mm-hmm.
cup.
Mm-hmm.
And my chalice is a piece of clothing?
A chalice, yes. It's evidently like a veil for a wedding or something. Is that what they're saying?
They said it was a light piece of clothing.
Really?
Yeah, but I was like, what? I mean, I'm just, you know, that's what I thought a chalice was, because I was trying to find a chalice, and I couldn't find a chalice. And they told me it was a piece of clothing.
Yeah, soft, light, wet, usually printed fabric made of wool, cotton, or rayon.
Yeah. How can you have chalice meaning two different things, spelling it different ways, and then stuff
like that? Well, that's the English language. That's why it's so hard for in English to learn anything.
So that's why when I call the doctor, it makes me press one for English and two for another language?
Mm-hmm. That's why. Yeah, because you can't, you know, that's going to be crazy, you know that.
With the immigration reform?
It kicks me off to call my bank, okay? And then tell me, choose one for English. I'm not choosing no English. That's what we speak here. You should just have Doro Toro say un dos, okay? So you do it. You choose.
Jeff, I'm with you.
I hate that.
I called the hospital today, and it told me to press one for English.
What?
I said, huh?
Can't take it.
I just thought I'd bring that into the effect of about the English language.
Yeah.
English was the English language.
Exactly. If my behind had to learn English in grade school, then that's what we should be speaking. We shouldn't be choosing anything. You hear me, bank? Yeah, I'm not telling you which bank. Why? Because I don't care what bank it is, because I know it's more than just one.
All of them.
So you choose anger. I'm not choosing nothing.
I called the hospital. I'm trying to tell you, I called the hospital.
I'm not choosing nothing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What you talking about?
Everything. I was upset.
Why?
Paul called too.
Oh, sorry.
Paul told me he doesn't mind that the president is spending $100 million over there on vacation while the White House is closed. And
no, Jeff.
Yeah.
The White House is closed. No, the White House, you can't even take a tour.
That's what I say. White House closed, and they say you can keep the White House open for the next 20 years if you use the $100 million. But, no, it's crazy. I'm not mad. Look. All the other presidents got to do stuff like that. They went overseas in conjunction with their G8 summit, and nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's what it is. And you know, I'm glad they decided not to go on the big game so far. Well, it cost that much to move the president around and his family. And so you can't say anything because the last president did it, you know. The president before him did it, and president before him, they spent tons of money. But not $100 million. It was in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's going to be $100 million to fill up my tank.
I could fill. It might as well be, right?
I mean, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Fill my tank. It cost me $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
To go to Africa. $100 million. I'm ready. Okay.
Well, check it out. Speaking of those things, now you made me lose my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
But anyway.
It's open mic.
Yeah, it was open mic. We talked about everything.
Did y'all schedule a show today, or did you have to do it?
No, it was scheduled.
Yes!
I'm glad.
I'm on my job. Because I thought I was going to get fired today. I want you guys to know this has been a real crazy day.
Crazy.
Open mic.
You're fired.
Absolutely.
I love Donald Trump. I'm sorry. I don't like him in the political realm, but I like him as a businessman.
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
2016.
No, she's done.
No.
We're knocking her off of the 2016 ballot right now because she left the ambassador die in Benghazi.
What ambassador?
And then lied. Yeah, I know.
What are you talking about?
I know. That's exactly what people are. I keep reminding them though, of what Mr. Clinton said about their black president.
What black president?
The black president we have in right now.
We don't have a black president. He's half white.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know.
The Dow just went over the cliff.
Well, down or up?
Well, it went way down. Now it's trying to inch.
It's going to bounce back up modestly. Okay, but it's not going to bounce up enough because QE3.
They're not going to ease.
It can't ease it, but that's what they're saying. They're gonna do this through March of next year. Okay, that's what he announced. Is it Geithner? He announced that he's gonna do it through next year. So that's gonna keep people in the in the market a little bit. But to tell you the truth, if I had some money, I'd put it in there, and by September, I'd pull it back out.
Now listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
The number is 347-945-5229. I might as well just get all this off my chest and I'll be quiet for a minute.
Yeah.
Lawyers eye NSA data as treasure trove for evidence in murder and divorce cases.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were looking at terrorists.
Yeah, those are terrorists. Okay. Murder cases are terrorists. You forgot.
Hey, there's all-female jewelry on the Trayvon Martin case.
I saw that, and I said, oh, that's going to be
interesting.
The stuff.
Interesting.
That's going to be the stuff.
25 years, 10 months, the Obama family vacation would fund the White House tours at $10,571 a day for the next 26 years. I mean, and the bill. My bill takes care of my little crack, my research, and I mean, the man wants to go on vacation. I'm with him.
I ain't mad at him. Like I told you, it doesn't matter because that's what other presidents have done as well.
But my question is, when the other presidents went,
mm-hmm.
were people on the brink of falling off a cliff?
No.
See, I just have maybe I mean, I might be wrong, and I'm not, you know, because yesterday Mr. Cox called in here. I don't know if you heard him.
No, I missed Mr. Cox.
Mr. Cox said we hated Obama. I don't hate the man. I don't hate the man.
I don't hate him either.
About the man, because it ain't right.
I had a guy tell me yesterday I hated the president.
I don't hate the president.
I said, I don't hate him. I said, but the thing is I just, my eyes are just open to what he's doing, and so therefore I'm not sitting idly by while he does it. At least I'm going to say something about it. Okay, so, you know, if you don't want to, if you don't see it, I can't help you. I ain't mad at you, though. You know, you got to do what you got to do. You do you, and I'll do me, right?
And with that, we'll make three. I want to throw something else into the mix, too, also, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
When will we ever stand on our own two feet? Will we ever wake up and understand that it is our responsibility
to prepare for our children's future and for our children's children's future, and to not be so selfish that we don't leave anything for them, and be so selfish that we do not raise them so they will have anything.
Right. Here's the thing, Trace, think about this one. We sit up, and we're not paying attention to that when the people that started this country, they created the documents that rule it, they had the future in mind. What we're doing now, we're not having the future in mind. What we're doing is we are having our quick fixes in mind so that we can still stay comfortable enough in this time without a total collapse. That's all that's happening. And so that's what's really, really terrible about what the political dynamics of this day are. They're not talking about the future. And I don't think that they really want a future per se, you know, like we have been having. How successful could we be if we really did work together and technologies to go toward peaceful means for real?
But the heart of man is really ignorant. It's evil.
It is, but it's stupidity.
It's not even. I mean, they're blinded.
Yeah,
you know,
you're right.
It was called blinded. What's it on the?
Blinded by the light.
They can't see it. They can't see it.
Right.
And because they can't see it, and because we have become so desensitized to you looking with your own eyes,
mm-hmm.
we have given ourselves over to seeing through. What's it called? Is it amber blinded eyes?
Yeah, well, yeah, rose-colored glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, rose-colored glasses is the statement. And it's yeah, you are. You're looking at things as rosy as you possibly can.
And it's not rosy anymore.
Did you see the people acting a fool yesterday? The progressives are mad because Obama's not moving fast enough.
On what?
On totally destroying the our way of life in America. I'm sorry, that's what it is.
All I want to know is, we talked about New York, and we got to bring that up again.
Uh-huh.
I want you to describe me, Jeff,
mm-hmm.
to the audience, and I'm going to describe you.
Okay.
And when, in your description, I don't want you to put down my race, my gender,
mm-hmm.
or any other features that may make me feel bad.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that.
I'm listening.
4440, you're in there. Not now.
Go ahead.
440, you're in there.
Yeah, Jeff, you're talking about change and everything, and you had your friend call up, and you can't even change his mind. And you talk about you talk about an uninformed voter? There you go. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
440, listen.
What? As long as you have dummies like that voting, we're done. It's all over with.
Hey, I'm with you, but we're getting ready to hit news, so we're not going to be able to finish this, but I hope you stay around.
Please stay.
And we'll be right back, because I know it's coming.
You know it's coming?
Yeah.
How do you know it's coming?
It should be here.
Can you see the sign?
Yeah.
Jeff. How can you read the signs when you don't understand? You've got friends close enough that you ought to be able to see the signs,
Lord,
and you can't see the signs. But
we're out of here, Tracy.
We'll be right back.
With Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's TRACEY and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600, WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. We hear it every time we get on a plane. Turn off all of your electronic devices. Well, maybe we won't soon. Here's ABC Scott Goldberg.
Alex, what word did you play?
Great news, Alec Baldwin. You might not have to face this crowd of reporters again asking why you got kicked off a flight for playing an electronic game. The Wall Street Journal reports the FAA is about to relax restrictions on electronic devices while the plane's taxiing and maybe during takeoff and landing, too. It could happen this fall. Cell phone calls still would be banned, but studies show most electronics don't interfere with the flight, and about a third of passengers ignore the rules anyway. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Immigration reform is a hot topic today on Capitol Hill and in Mesa, Arizona. That's where the 81st Annual Conference of Mayors is getting underway.
Whatever comes out of Congress, I'm sure there will be enough to offend everybody. But there should also be enough to make everybody happy.
Mayor Scott Smith of Mesa says most city executives want the same thing, to fix a system that's broken. President Obama reaching across the political aisle, choosing a Republican to run the FBI.
Nominated for a 10-year term as FBI director, James Comey had a long career at the Justice Department and was an important figure in a dramatic moment after 9/11. The attorney general was hospitalized, and Comey, his deputy, refused to reauthorize warrantless wiretaps. He even threatened to resign. The White House backed down. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
An arrest warrant issued for pro football player Aaron Hernandez, the tight end for the New England Patriots, is accused of obstruction of justice in connection with the shooting death of his friend earlier this week. Prosecutors are being told what they can and can't say during Monday's opening statements in the trial of George Zimmerman in Florida. A judge says they can't say Zimmerman profiled teen Trayvon Martin because of his race. Martin was black. Zimmerman identifies as Hispanic. The Dow is up 25 points. This is ABC News.
They put him on steroids.
A drug that created this lethargic, laying around, sloppy dog with no real personality.
And then I found that cortisone has massive side effects, you know, kidney and liver damage.
There is a dip for dexmite infestation, but nearly half the dogs die from it.
5 years ago, I heard the ad about Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
As soon as we got her onto Dinovite, her personality came back.
We started noticing a significant drop in hair loss.
Apparently, the Dinovite had built up his immune system and helped combat whatever was...
He has not had a cortisone shot since.
I said, this is what you need to do instead of steroid shots.
My dog has never been happier, and it just cut my vet bills dramatically.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
There was a close call last week between two Delta Airliners jets from two different airports in New York.
Delta Flight 172, after a long flight from Tokyo, is lining up to land at New York's JFK Airport. But the 747 pilot decides not to land, to circle around and try again. But at the very same time, a small Delta commuter jet is taking off from nearby LaGuardia Airport, and the two aircraft get too close.
Delta 172 Heavy, traffic, 12 o'clock, 1,400 feet, Embraer, 1,600 feet.
The two aircraft headed straight to each other, what the FAA calls losing separation. Others call it a near miss.
ABC's David Curley in Washington. A business executive in Iceland says a private plane is on standby to take Edward Snowden from Hong Kong to Iceland. He says he hasn't actually spoken directly to Snowden, who leaked details of two National Security Agency surveillance programs, but that he has been in touch with a third party representing him. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It's avocado season only at Subway, and it all starts at breakfast. Try the hot and delicious bacon, egg, and cheese with avocado, or add rich, creamy avocado to your favorite breakfast sandwich. It's one tasty addition to any morning. Subway, build your better breakfast.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, the Ford Focus offers quick, nimble performance, advanced technology, and great mileage. Lease a new Focus today with no cash due at signing. Another reason why Ford is the number one brand in Northeast Ohio.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so you can finally lose the weight. And the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-259-2926. That's 1-800-259-2926.
Mark your calendar for the 4th annual Ride for Hunger Poker Run and Concert on August 17th. Register online at WOSB.org or at the West Ohio Food Bank, 1380 Kibbe Street on August 17th from 2 to 3:30. $15 per bike and $5 per rider. First bike out at 3:30. Then it's Brother Believe Me on stage at the West Ohio Food Bank from 7 till 10. Concert is $5 a person or $3 in two canned food items. All proceeds benefit the West Ohio Food Bank.
The average American makes 12 cell phone calls each day, 84 calls each week, 300 each month. That's 4,000 cell phone calls each year. If you suspect child abuse or neglect, the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services is asking you to make one more call. Call 855-OH-CHILD to be connected to your local children's services agency. Calls are confidential and anonymous. Call 855-642-4453. It's the most important call you'll make.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Wounded warrior Dale Beatty is beginning the most important journey of his life.
Swift 1-2's en route with urgent ASAC now, copy.
From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine. His family's love. They'll be staying together at a Fisher House. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Make a donation to Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine.
News Talk 600 WSOM.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
What'd you say?
What'd you say? Where did that come from?
Came from my mind. I have a musical mind and it just boom.
So tell me, you got a musical mind and just boom.
Mm-hmm.
So did you know you don't control your thoughts anymore?
Oh yeah, I control them all the time.
No, they belong to.
Oh,
the government.
I heard that yesterday.
They belong to the
government. I was so sorry to hear that. Local caller, you still on the line?
Yeah, this is Steve.
Oh, Steve, you got in here somewhere.
Turn that down.
I did.
Something's wrong.
No, his phone is wrong. That's
oh,
wrong.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, I want to be with you. Anyway, Jeff, what I had to call to you about, you were talking about how the government and many people kind of poo-poo Christianity in this country here. Myself, religion has lost its respect over the past maybe 30 or 40 years because of all of these scandals and the hypocrisy that came out on different ministers in your religions, or, you know, the Catholic churches, different denominations have had different scandals brought up against them. And then also religion and involvement in trying to tell the government what it should do when it comes down to abortion.
Wait a minute, Steve. Steve, wait a minute. First of all, you can't, you know, you can say that if you want to. The thing is, Christian. Wait, no. This is not the truth, because it's not what your premise is not true. Because a Christian does something wrong does not mean that he can't possibly be a Christian. It means that he sinned. Everybody sins. Everybody does something wrong here or there. The problem is when you have those that point the fingers at others, saying how good, or at themselves saying how good they are and how worthless the others are. That's where you have the problem. So you have to separate those two. Any Christian can sin. Any Christian can do something wrong. So, you know, you're dealing with life.
And then you're dealing with some Christians who end up actually, some individuals who are ministers. Like I heard about a minister who plotted to do some harm to his wife because he was having an affair with another.
Okay.
Okay, Steve. I want you to go outside and call yourself a basketball. And tell me what happened.
That's not my name.
But you can call yourself. Listen, people call themselves ministers. They call themselves preachers. They call themselves something all the time. That doesn't mean that's who they are.
That's number two.
You have to, and everybody calling themselves a Christian doesn't make them one. I don't care if they call themselves a bishop, a pastor, if they can wear collars, titles. You can call them whatever you want to call them, but with that comes a character. And if you don't carry the mantle of the character, then all you've done.
But yeah, and I agree. But at the same time,
and don't get me wrong. And people are people. But there's one thing to walk in it, there's another thing to live in it.
This is true. Especially,
because, I mean, religion had its respect maybe like 50, 60 years ago. Now it's lost its respect over the past.
No, it didn't lose its respect. Steve.
I mean, during the time of the hippie movement in the 60s, that's when religion gradually started to lose its respect. People started to somewhat get turned off from Christianity in the 70s.
Okay.
In the 80s, too. People kept seeing a lot of hypocrisy going on among people who profess to be Christians. Now, I realize that people who are Christians are perfect people, and we can't look for perfection amongst anybody. Jesus is the only one who was perfect. But I'm just saying that's the reason why you see hypocrisy in religion.
Steve, listen, honey. You act like Christians are the only hypocrites you've ever met.
No, I think the reason why people who are Christians get criticized is because you tell people about the Bible and God and Jesus, and then, you know, and then your conduct is no different.
But Steve,
as far as out here in the world, so to speak, that's what they're. That's why.
No, that's something different, though. That's something different, Steve. Now, if their conduct is no different, period, then they haven't done one of two things: renewed their mind, number one, or they never really became a Christian, period. There's a difference in people that are believers. And it doesn't mean that they're not going to mess up. It means that they're not going to have a standard of messing up, number one, and they're going to keep as far away from it as possible. And that's the bottom line. You know, they're going to be people that are be willing to help, not the ones that are willing to take. I know people in the church that take from others all the time and they never give back. And so, you know, so therefore, I understand what you're saying, but you can't judge false people on what the truth is supposed to be. And it doesn't matter. We tell it. We are the standard bearers of God in the earth. Those from the Judeo-Christian belief system. We are the ones that are the moral standard keepers. Now, if we mess up, we mess up. But that doesn't mean that we try to justify our changes.
See, you got things going on right now where people are just crazy. People are just trying to justify bad behavior right now. And they want to call right wrong and wrong right, and they don't want to feel the guilt of it. And so you see a lot of people doing a lot of things in the name of Christianity, but that does not make them a Christian. That just makes them a person who wants to do what they want to do and then call themselves what they choose.
Right.
You understand that?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of folks out there calling themselves Christians. They call themselves a whole lot of stuff. And they're so far from it, it's unbelievable. But then the Bible also says, you will say to me, Lord, Lord. And he's going to say, I didn't know you, ain't never knew you. Get away from me. Step to the side, because I don't know who you are.
To the left, to the left.
But there's a lot of, and we need to be honest about that. Everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. And we need to make sure that people understand that you should know the people by the fruits in which they bear.
So what you're saying, don't look for perfection amongst people who are Christians.
You don't look for perfection amongst anyone, because none is perfect but God.
And if it wasn't the case, he wouldn't have gave you a scripture that said that if we sin and we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin. That's the deal. Okay, but other than that, you know, you have to renew your mind and on the Word of God, and as you do, you'll start understanding some other things, and you'll start acting differently because you've been programmed improperly. That's what one part of Christianity, that's what reading the Word is all about and hearing it, is reprogramming your mind. Because if you get God's Word in you, you're going to have a standard, a certain standard in you. Doesn't mean you're not going to have a problem here or there.
Doesn't mean you're not going to have faults.
That's what you're not going to have faults. You're going to deal with that all the time, but you'll be dealing with it instead of, you know, bringing it in or saying, well, I just give in because I can't be good. I can't do this and this, that, and other. That's not what it's about. It's about believing the finished work of Jesus Christ.
And people, and let me say this, people have also, we have put people and men and women of God too much on a pedestal where they don't need to be. You understand? I mean, we put the preacher and all these people on pedestals, and they don't belong there. There is no respect of persons, and all men are men. They may be anointed for a service, and they may be called of God, and maybe they may be in the, and they sit in an office, but they're still a person, and they're still a man. That's why you follow them as they follow Christ.
Right.
You don't have ministers come on your show anymore.
Because I don't do church radio. The only one I want to talk about church is you. No, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. We got a church flavor, but you got to understand we do general talk. Morning time is morning.
You have to stick mostly with secular programs.
Well, what it is you have to stick with a genre of information. And you have to have continuity and consistency.
I don't hear Stanley on there anymore.
Everybody's missing Stanley. We don't know. Stanley's missing in action. We don't know, and we don't know how to reach Stanley. So when we try to, I'm trying to find him, but I don't. He's not my Facebook friend, so I don't know where to go reach out to him. But I'm a little concerned.
Diva, what happened to her?
She's down in Columbus. She's doing all right. Diva's busy.
Could you get her to call?
But Steve, listen, honey. This is not my private phone. This is radio. You were having a private conversation on a radio. You understand that, right?
Okay.
And you like doing that.
I don't want to get in no trouble.
You're already in trouble. All right. I love you.
I'll see you, man.
All right.
See ya.
Well, you know.
Oh, man.
It's Friday. It's 20 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday.
The longest day of the year. The longest day of the year. Hey.
Yeah.
It's getting hot outside.
I don't know, because it's cold over here.
Yeah, but the heat.
Jeff, Jeff.
The heat.
You don't feel the cold over here.
It's the heat.
Jeff, I am not a. You treat me over here like I'm a piece of meat.
Hey, you better go ahead and turn it down, girl.
You got the remote.
It's right there.
Too late now. I'm already frozen.
Yeah, you're frozen.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Don't pay attention to Lethal Migrant, because he's out of his car.
That means you froze. God's frozen children.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, listen, at a dangerous nursing facility, mm-hmm. nursing facility over on Maranatha,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be speaking tonight at 6 o'clock.
Oh, goodness.
And tomorrow, Pastor Robinson from Warren is going to be speaking, and they want you to come out. They've got music. They've got good preaching. And
I want to see you with a handkerchief in your mouth. And the Lord said,
yeah. You know what? I'm a lady.
This is the nursing home.
Yeah.
And you know you're one foot on a pill.
I don't tune up.
Neither do I. But you know what? You know what? I know the first time I've ever preached, I know that's going to happen. I'm gonna start tuning, and I'm gonna be tuning for real.
I don't
and I'm gonna make folks mad because he never tuned before. He's just playing.
No, you know, I don't tune. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'd explain to somebody what tuning was. Tuning ain't nothing but singing. I don't.
That's what it is.
That ain't nothing but it. That's all it is. And the better singer you are, the better tune you get.
Better tune.
And if you don't tune, you hack.
And you tune and you hack. Y'all, you guys got to know the black church, y'all.
Terry Stone be trying to tune. He and Ron Parsley, both of them trying
Rob
to tune.
Rob Parsley can tune now.
Rob Parsley can. No, he can't tune.
He can catch a
heart, but he can't tune. No, I ain't going to give him that. I love him, though, but no. He don't tune like that.
I used to go to his church in Columbus before he was famous.
Question, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed there's a company called Exodus.
Yes.
An organization in California called Exodus.
Right.
And last night I was watching CNN.
Yes.
And they were telling me that Exodus is now closing their doors, and they are sorry that they ever tried to convert anyone from being a homosexual.
Right.
Okay. And they said that they fought. This is what they said. They fought a good fight and they lost.
Wow.
My question is, how do you lose a fight that you ain't fighting?
Well, see, here's the thing.
I'm listening.
We're going to talk about it after we go on this break, but...
I get to get Steve in the middle, and I got to sit over here and give you what? I want to know.
Oh, Steve.
That's these buttons.
Yeah, I know.
So tell me. I want to know.
Now, why won't this thing go off this time? There we go.
I want to know.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you that right after we take and pay some other bills.
I want to know now.
I can't tell you now because it takes too long. I can't tell you in 8 seconds.
You can't tell me in a second.
Seven.
No.
Six.
You can tell me.
Five.
We got this.
Four.
You can beat
three,
the clock. No, Jeff.
Eat right, think right, and move right. Visit thecenterforphysicalhealth.org for more information.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to Maine and Maple?
How's that cook?
How do you change the ringtone?
How much does this cost?
Does this bus stop at Elm Street?
We ask questions everywhere in life, except...
Any questions?
No.
At the doctor's office, ask questions.
What is this test for?
Are there any side effects?
Questions lead to better health care. Go to aharq.gov for a list of 10 questions everyone should know. Questions are the answer. Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. Choose from tons of their fully loaded 6-inch subs, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara with all the fresh veggies you love, plus a 21-ounce fountain drink, all for just $4 all day, every day. Subway, eat fresh.
This is News Talk 600.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
We are going to come at you politically. I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage your agenda, because your agenda is anti-American, because your agenda is anti-free market and anti-private property, because your agenda is an attack on the individual. I personally will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, to obstruct it, to divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM. We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM, and I'm Tracy. It's 26 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock here on WSOM, and it is open mic, and do want to hear from you today. There's a lot going on in the news, and I'm picking with Jeff always about a lot of things, but there is more than a notion, and it's a serious order. It's a serious thing if we could just get people to wake up and take the understand how serious it is. And so now, maybe since Jeff is back in, he can answer my question, because he didn't answer my question. But I joke about a lot of things, and I'm trying. Sometimes I take the advocate side in saying something, because you know we don't have a left approach at times. But I want to know, Jeff, answer my question. Turn the mic on.
What question?
The question I asked you before the break, before you rudely cut me off.
Hey, the clock cut you off, and that's your clock.
That's when you
blame your clock.
Yes, you are not supposed to be that rude. One, you cut me off. Two, and three, you don't even remember what I asked you.
Yes, I do.
What I asked you.
How do you lose a fight that you ain't fighting?
Okay.
Yeah, see, I'm very, very retentive here.
Answer the question.
Okay, here's the thing. As it refers to the Exodus situation, who were people that were trying to more or less cure people that
you can't
were
cure.
Gay. You can't cure being gay, because being gay is a spirit, and it's hard for you to move a spirit out by logically trying to speak to it. It doesn't respond to those things. It just doesn't. Neither does being a womanizer. Okay? You can't logically. Yeah, a whoremonger.
A whoremonger.
You cannot logically speak to somebody. So,
people just
well,
don't
why
stop.
Why would you just want to?
Are you trying to say always a whoremonger?
I'm saying that if you have the spirit of any sexual sin, you're going to be dealing with that.
Well, no.
Most of your life.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Wasn't Exodus trying to think, going back to what Steve said?
A couple people got free from through Exodus, but you had a lot of bad teaching in
it. But no, wait a minute, Jeff. Don't go that far. Wait a minute. Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
So what if the teaching is bad?
When you give. Yeah.
So what if the teaching is bad?
It's. It is what it is. You know, you cannot go to a child molester and say, you know what?
You shouldn't do that. That's not nice
to do that to those little children. And, you know, why are you wanting to little children? Wouldn't you like this nice, you know, voluptuous woman? Or if it's a woman, you wouldn't like this nice manly man over here? It doesn't work that way, because inside of them, they're experiencing a desire that is stronger than logic, number one, and it has nothing to do with
men.
Yeah,
Okay, yeah. I'm just throwing this out there because I watched CNN last night. Yeah.
And, I did too.
Anna Cooperson, Anderson, Anderson Cooper, whatever his name is. You know, this guy with the two last names.
Yeah.
You know, somebody, what's her name? Her sister got stuck in North Korea trying to walk across the water.
Yeah.
They were trying to explain this to me, and I'm listening like, are you serious? And just, they're making it to where I am so concerned that as a evangelical, Pentecostal, charismatic preacher,
mm-hmm.
They're going to jam me up in a minute and not be able to tell me I can't call right, wrong, and wrong.
Oh, they're going to do it because they did you hear one of the guys make a statement? He said, whatever the government deems as, subversive or we should not allow those things to be done. And, you know, you already had I'm not going to call in what somebody did on my Facebook.
No.
But the president come out and tell you.
Every time we talk about something, we get back to the president of the United States of America.
Because he has fomented the argument.
Every conversation, we talk about abortion, we get to the White House. We talk about same-sex marriage and homosexuality. How do we go from Exodus to the White House?
Because the White House has made itself the titular leader of all of these things. They are the moral police of America. They are the hate crime dispensers. They are the ones that have said how we're going to learn, so that's your education, that said how we're going to work because they're ruining regular jobs, you know, if they're too dirty. Can't get too dirty now. They're even regulating work where they're cutting jobs and then they're about to add 12 million new people. It all goes back to the White House. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to talk about Exodus, and you take me
back. Exodus.
Exodus is in California, Jeff.
Right.
Stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
Exodus is not in D.C.
I know what you're saying.
You don't know what I'm saying, because you get ready to type something in there. What did they say?
What did he say? This guy over in another country married, an 8-year-old boy married a 61-year-old woman.
To do what?
I don't know, but he said his grandpa told him to marry her, and his grandfather was dead.
Click on the link, Jeff.
So, click on that link.
Click on it. Just click on it.
We'll see that. We'll see what that is.
Getting used to a married life. Boy 8, who wed 61-year-old woman on orders of dead.
Mm-hmm.
A dead ancestor.
Yeah, his grandfather told him to do it.
Enjoys a meal with his new wife.
Yeah, they live in a little house.
947-945-5229. You can call locally at 330-781-9600. Jeff?
Yeah. But see, now you done changed us from Exodus.
Okay.
Exodus, if you want, listen, it's the same as any other sin. Understand.
I know that. You know that. But my question is, how can they sit up there and they're going to tell me I can't say what I said?
Right. No, you ain't allowed to say nothing. You're not allowed. You're not allowed.
That's a problem, Jeff.
I know it's a problem, but it's your problem because you ain't going to be able to say anything that they don't want you to say. Not at all.
Jeff, that's a problem.
I know.
That's a problem.
I know. But here's the thing. The government is going to it, has been attacking the church. You heard.
The church don't know they're being attacked.
No, the church don't care. The one part of the church doesn't care because they don't care that there's 70% black unemployment in a country and that their 401s are going to be.
What 401?
501s.
They don't have a 501.
Their 501s. Are going to be taken. They don't.
What's wrong with that? They ain't.
Some of them shouldn't be. You're right.
All right. You know, it's been quiet the last couple of days. I know it's hot outside. Nobody wants to talk to me on the phone. That's just rude.
No, but we're gonna finish this because
right.
if they want if they if they want to get free from the, you know, homosexuality.
They don't want to be free.
Yeah, many people don't want to be free because they like how the spirit makes them feel.
But that's lust. That's flesh.
That's just like getting high. It's no different. And the same thing. Here's the thing. Look at that. How is it that we sit up and we completely ignore, child molesters, okay? We dog rapists who don't rape to get the feeling of sex. They rape because of the feeling of power that it causes. That's what they like. Okay? They're powerful. They have to lord power over another one. Murderers, it's the same thing.
Not just
a person that's a serial murderer, they are hooked on that feeling. It's a spirit, and it has to be dealt with spiritually.
Now, I've got to throw this into the equation because I did not get to see the movie on Liberace.
I do not
have HBO.
Okay.
But that is one movie that I want to see about this young man, because the young man said he actually was taken advantage of, because he actually went and adopted him out of foster care at 16, and he became was his lover.
Mm-hmm.
But he adopted him as his son.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what people do.
And because he had the money and because his lifestyle was much better as Liberace's lover than it would have been him being in foster care.
Nobody said nothing.
And no one said anything. And that's how the legal team got around it.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz they adopted him cuz they couldn't understand, they could not make him anything else because he was still underage. So, when you look at Exodus said they're sorry that they told anyone that they could be changed from being a homosexual. And this has sparked this whole conversation. And it's a problem. A problem that America doesn't want to address, and especially African Americans.
Yeah. Look at how that is inundating Black America. Okay, inundating. You have people, Israel talking about, they're the new gay capital of the world?
Yeah.
How's that going to work if the Muslims take that over again?
I want to know.
How is that one going to work?
I heard somebody said yesterday, and I don't remember who it was, that over in the Middle East, they don't participate in the World Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
I don't. Oh, who? Israel?
No, the Middle East. The Muslim nations do not participate in the.
I wouldn't expect them to.
So they're not a part of all this craziness.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to be able to tie your moral compass of America to their dollar because they're not going to play around with us.
No, and they could care less.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, they could care less. They're not going to go for that. You know, you're going to tell Afghanistan, well, we're not going to give you any money unless you allow gay rights. And let's see how that went in Egypt, ladies and gentlemen. We just gave Egypt a ton of firepower, getting ready to give it in Syria, tons of firepower, and let's see. You tell them that their women have to be equal to the men, and also that, you know, we're also going to make you accept gays in your society. They're not going to do it like that. That religion is not going to bow down to that, and you're going to have hell to pay trying to get them doing that. And our foreign policy is a mess anyway. It's totally this was the most bass-ackward foreign policy I've ever seen.
And Bill just sent some information over about it. He said Exodus was a nationwide organization. It was just
absolutely
headquartered out of California,
mm-hmm.
And they had a 2% long-term actual success rate.
Yes, it did.
And they said and if they had not been for any other therapy, the group would have been guilty of malpractice.
Yes, Yes, and the thing is they came against them. They say, you know, the government came against teaching that, but they had some terrible false teachings. Like the one guy that was gay, he quit the organization and went to being gay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Openly. And his son died, and the one guy told him, well, you know this is your fault because God took his hand of protection off of you because you went back into being gay. Well, that has nothing to do with the child in that sense. Now, there is something to that thought, because when you turn your back on God, period, God does release protection off of you.
But it was you know, you're not supposed to add anything or take anything from the Word of God, and for some reason they got a way of mishmashing some Bible stuff, and it's just not.
They mishmashed it. You want to go to break?
Yeah, go to break. Okay. Number 347-945-5229. And it is open mic, and we'll go where you want to go. But we need to wake up, because when I come back, I got to talk about the LeBron James team.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. An alleged mobster from Youngstown has been indicted for killing three people 39 years ago. 64-year-old James Ferrara is already serving prison time for two murders. He's accused of killing Ben, Marilyn, and Heather Marsh in 1974. Heather was only 4 years old at the time. Ferrara and Marsh were employed at the GM plant in Lordstown. A Warren man is facing attempted murder charges in connection with a woman falling from a window. 41-year-old Sean Cenuria was arrested Friday. Officials believe he pushed 22-year-old Sherry Smith from an attic window at a house last October. Smith is now paralyzed. One of four suspects in an Ohio forced labor case has pleaded not guilty to charges alleging a woman was held captive with her child and was threatened and made to do housework. A judge in Cleveland released 21-year-old suspect Desira Silsby, but ordered her to stay in contact with the probation office. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
The Valley's Medical Guide is now available at a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Mercer, Lawrence, and Columbiana counties. This medical guide is packed with useful health tips and a local physician's listing. Enter to win a $500 American Express card. Pick up your free copy at a local participating Walgreens pharmacy. Stop by a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Lawrence, Mercer, and Columbiana counties. Plus, a chance to win a $500 American Express card. Now at Walgreens, accepting most Express Scripts plans.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassetech.com.
If you have a parent entering a nursing home, are the executor of an estate, or just need a will, this message is for you. The Law Office of J.M. Shade is able to help you make the right choices to ensure that you and your family are protected. Call us toll-free, 866-606-6187. Again, 866-606-6187. Or see our site for more information at jmselderlaw.com. jmselderlaw.com. Estate planning made simple.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life.
Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
We're back.
Are we?
Yeah, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and friends here on WSOM AM 600.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have a problem with passwords as much as I do?
Yes.
Like, there are just too many passwords you got to know for everything, and nobody wants to have the same thing. And how can you remember all this when you got to remember what you're trying to do?
With a little book, or put it in
I
your phone, so when your phone gets stolen, you know everything.
I got my book, I got a phone, and I'm still having problems. I just don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I
well,
know.
You might be typing too fast, too, because
I ain't typing too
I couldn't
fast,
get into something
remember,
the other day.
So. Hey, who's this? That's South Carolina over there?
Yeah, South Carolina's in the house.
He hasn't been around in a couple of days. I don't know if I'm talking to him. He called the other day and then hung up on me. He's worse than you.
So why you call her and hang up on her?
I didn't hang up. I just went into no man's land.
He didn't hang up. He just went into no man's land.
So what would you call that?
So what you call that,
son? That's the no-sell zone.
That's the no-sell
oh.
zone.
I mean, you know, if you
wait a minute, Sal. I'm not carrying your message anymore. You talk to her directly.
Hey, listen to this. I got a new scoop for y'all. Anal hazing is apparently a new thing in American high schools.
What? Anal what?
There you go. Hazing. H-A-Z-I-N-G. Hazing.
No, I'm talking about what was the first word. What was the first
anal.
Word?
Anal. Anal.
How do you haze an anal?
How are you going to haze somebody's anus?
Well, now I can't answer that. But I'm reading the article right now. It says in the last year there have been more than a dozen hazing incidents around the country involving high school boys who have been sodomized by other boys with foreign objects.
Are you serious?
It's called the Daily Caller. It says, and this report is by Bloomberg, over 40 boys have reported to being victims. Most of them have been younger adults. There's a dearth of data concerning the size and scope of the national boy-on-boy anal hazing problem. Astonishingly, though, a study published in the Journal of Youth and Adolescent has claimed that only nearly 10% of high school males report suffering from such sexual assault, including, in some cases, forced anal sex or rape.
That's crazy.
So how now? We got quiet. So
anal hazing.
Anal hazing.
Is real crazy.
Rape.
But do we
I'm
understand?
What it is. Rape.
It might be rape, but do we understand that we are feeding this frenzy by the laws and the media that we actually
oh, yeah.
support?
Oh yeah. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Do we not understand that? So what's going on in South Carolina? I just thought I'd throw that in there since you called in.
Oh, I'm doing great. I mean, I'm just...
So what's she trying to say, Sal? You down there anal hazing people, man, or what?
No. And if there were any, we got too many guns down here for something like that to happen.
Too many guns?
That's right.
That's the whole train of thought, didn't it?
I don't get that. Call it what it is. I'll answer it.
Your whole train of thought went out the window, didn't it?
It sure did.
Yeah, I thought it would. It got me, too.
Yeah.
It's something else. It's something else. But
that's enough to make a preacher cuss.
or make him hot.
Someone needs to hide anyway.
That's true, too. But I just have problems look at what I just said. That's just the craziest thing in the world. And we sit back on the sidelines and say nothing. Continuously. And Jeff always takes it back to the White House.
The White House takes it back to the White House. He's owned all of this behavior. That's what he's done. What do you want me to do?
And I'm just reading the headlines. I didn't pull that up. I didn't pull that up because we were talking about it. I pulled it up because I just looked on my feed and it was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Ben Carson is going into the political arena. He retired last week.
I could have told you that.
Yeah, I knew that too, but that has nothing. West is going to challenge Rubio.
That's not a good idea.
I don't think so either.
That's not a good idea. If he does anything, he needs to do something else. But that's not going to work. South Carolina, what's the news? Down in your neck of the woods.
They're closing the prison farm now.
The who?
The prison farm. Chain gang.
The prison farm.
What's that mean?
I've been waking on the chain gang.
That means the county is telling all the municipalities that they're going to have to pay for getting their old grass cut.
That's what that means. Oh, okay.
Means our taxes are going to go up. And the prisoners are going to be returned back to the state, where the state will have to pay double for them, which means our taxes are going to go up.
Well, you're sort of like a income tax-free state, though, right?
Not exactly. I mean, we pay state taxes, but, you know, not as much as you all pay up there. But other than that, and down in Charleston, in that area, there's a company that's going to start building diesel trucks that run on diesel fuel and natural gas.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
Yep, they come
to South
Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I might come down there myself.
Yep. I think it's like a $30 to $40 million investment, and once they get it up and running, it's going to employ 300 people.
Wow.
Start.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
So how big of a truck?
Y'all need to figure out what we're doing. They haven't said.
How big of a truck?
They haven't said which ones they're going to build. But it's going to run off of diesel and natural gas. So.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe stick someone down here permanently.
No!
Tracy, you want to look there so you get bratwurst. That's all you want.
Pickles, you know, fresh baked beans. Don't be messing up. Stick feed me.
Sticks and them are so resourceful, boy. It's ridiculous.
That's my little prepper. No. He's got to be within, like, a 40-minute driving distance.
That's all right, because I'll sell my property, pay off my bills, and I'll build a house on Sticks' property. I'll pay him right for it. Because he lives out further than I do, right?
Yeah.
Quite a bit. And it's like the more and more I see stuff happening, the more and more I just don't trust this stuff.
It's bad.
It's getting ready to be bad.
It's bad.
You know, the fact that we're still walking around without somebody sticking up people on the street daily right now is a good thing. But did you see what happened when they announced that they're not going to be spending, printing more money? Geithner said he's not going to print more money.
The stock market went down.
300 points yesterday.
I gotta ask you guys something. How much time do I have, Jeff?
We got about 6-7 minutes.
South Carolina, did you watch the game last night?
Oh, excuse me.
I watched part of it. But I knew the fix was in, Tracy.
Well, no, let me say it this way.
The fix was in.
Hold on, hold on, because he got the fix. I got another theory here. I was talking to some guys from the Indians, and, you know, the Indians are not having a good season right now. But they were saying that because baseball is such a team sport, you have to be careful that you do not highlight one player too far above the rest of the team. And so when we look at LeBron James, you know, he is the leader of the team. Magic Johnson, you know, Michael Jordan, you know, Kobe Bryant. All these guys have been, you know, Larry Bird. They've always been, you know, the team leader. They've always been there for their team. But do you think that they've taken LeBron James to another level to where he supersedes his team?
No.
Okay.
I
mean, he is a phenomenal player. Don't get me wrong. But I tell you what I'm looking at today. I'm looking at the celebration. I guess he was the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think we ought to celebrate because he's a phenom. He is who he is.
Mm-hmm.
But without the rest, he won't be. So have we? I mean, is that a good example that we set for young people that you can be a standout and leave everybody else out in the dust and it's okay? In a team sport, because trust me, no matter what, he left the Cavs because he couldn't play alone.
Well,
he wouldn't play alone. he could have done it all because he had it in him to do it, but he wanted to play team ball, and I understand him, and I'm still not mad at him either.
Well, I say, well, he got way down there. I mean, so. He didn't do it by himself.
Oh, man. Every one of them guys was important. But
that's not how they put that. I mean, that's not how they're showing it.
That's because you have to have somebody be the spark and the leader.
That ain't a leader, Jeff.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't.
No, listen to me. You're not understanding.
Yes, it is.
You're looking at it like... You know, well, Boston, they made points, too. Well, this is true. But LeBron had 37 points.
But that was last night. I'm talking about the last game. Boston won that game.
Mm-hmm.
So if it had not been him, it wouldn't have been here.
How often does Boston do that?
Don't matter.
Yes, it does.
It does not.
It does, because LeBron does it 10 times to Boston's 2 or 3. You have to understand, LeBron he's better than, to me, Kobe Bryant. Now, that's my personal opinion. I have nothing to do with, you know, nothing, because I know I got a ton of my friends that don't buy that. But as we watched that game yesterday, you know, folks was upset. They were upset.
I was rooting for the Heat, but I wasn't mad if the Pacers won. And the Pacers,
not the Pacers.
Oh.
Spurs.
I wasn't mad if the Spurs won.
Mm-hmm.
But I have – my problem is as I watched the game six was a great game. But when I look at them, I just think sometimes we forget that they've got other people on the court.
Well, I don't think the other people are feeling like that.
I know, because you guys are like that. That's what you Republicans do.
Every team has to have a leader.
That ain't a leader.
Mm-hmm. That ain't a leader.
No, that ain't a leader. Yes, Al.
Precy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got to say this. I love you, but you're thinking like a woman.
What does that mean?
Like that, man.
Jeff
like
knows
that.
What I'm talking about. Jeff knows what I'm talking about.
Right now, the way you're talking,
you are making the point that you have no testosterone in you whatsoever. Why do you got to be like that? The other people on the team, why don't we give them some credit? You sound like my wife.
Hold on, stop that. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's TRACEY and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Ontario, Albinger, at least four people were hurt after a shooting at a Greenville, North Carolina Walmart. Authorities say the suspect shot one person at a law firm and then three others at the store nearby. This man was in the area.
I kept hearing it. I was like, it sounds like more like gunshots. And then we looked outside, and then we saw the cars, like police cars, just swarming around.
The suspect has been taken into custody. Opening statement set for Monday in the trial of George Zimmerman, the Florida Neighborhood Watch volunteer charged with murdering unarmed teen Trayvon Martin. Today, we're getting an idea of how the lawmakers could try their case.
Expect to see the defense focus on the legal issue, meaning to say they cannot prove that this was not self-defense. Expect the prosecution to say, look at the totality of the circumstances. This couldn't have happened any other way.
ABC News Chief Legal Affairs Correspondent Dan Abrams. The Senate begins debating immigration reform again today. The topic also high on the agenda at the 81st Annual Conference of Mayors in Mesa, Arizona.
We want people at all levels of the economic spectrum who will add to our economy, people who will contribute, the best, the brightest, the hardest working, the entrepreneurs.
Mayor Scott Smith of Mesa, Arizona. We now know what killed actor James Gandolfini.
A spokesman for the family of actor James Gandolfini said on Friday that he died from a heart attack due to natural causes and that there wasn't anything else in his system. Gandolfini collapsed and went into cardiac arrest on Wednesday night following dinner with his 13-year-old son, Michael. Paramedics tried to revive him at the hotel and hospital, but he was declared dead at 11 p.m. The family hopes to take Gandolfini's body home next week, holding a funeral in New York next Saturday at the latest. Alex Marquardt, ABC News, Rome.
Authorities in Georgia want to know what caused a fire at a stable that killed 35 show horses. The fire at Happy Valley Farm in Rossville is not believed to be suspicious. This is ABC News.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Are you ready for a rainy day, at least financially speaking? A survey on a personal finance website says most people are not. ABC's Scott Goldberg has the story.
If you needed to dip into emergency savings, could you? Bankrate says 76% of Americans, more than 3 out of every 4, don't have enough savings to cover at least 6 months of expenses.
And at the other end of the spectrum, 27% have none at all.
Greg McBride with Bankrate says it's not anyone's fault. Incomes are stagnant and expenses are going up.
People realize the importance of savings. They just don't have a whole lot of spare cash to really move the needle.
But we should be saving, he says, not just for emergencies, also for retirement. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Well, this isn't going to help you save. Starbucks wants a few extra pennies for your latte. The Seattle-based coffee chain is hiking prices by an average of 1% nationally starting on Tuesday. It's the first chain-wide increase in about 2 years. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It's avocado season only at Subway, and it all starts at breakfast. Try the hot and delicious bacon, egg, and cheese with avocado, or add rich, creamy avocado to your favorite breakfast sandwich. It's one tasty addition to any morning. Subway, build your better breakfast.
Broadcasting from the Ford studios, only the Ford F-150 can haul more and tow more than any other pickup. For a limited time, just sign and drive off in a new F-150 with no cash due at signing. See your local Ford dealer or visit driveoneohio.com.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements. And replicated cloud storage for assured recovery. And live humans to answer your call. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
PaidAtHome.com is the smarter, simpler way to make serious money. This is how you can earn from a few hundred to several thousand a month right from your kitchen table, even while you sleep. Like listener Nancy, who earned $1,500 her first month, saw that jump to $5,000, and now earns way over six figures. PaidAtHome.com won the prestigious American Business Award, so join all your fellow listeners earning a lot of money. Visit PaidAtHome.com. PaidAtHome.com. PaidAtHome.com.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. South Carolina gave me a great compliment before we went to the break, but I want to know why he. I think it was a compliment. It did, because he said I sounded like his wife. He said I sound like a woman. Now, I like that. That's a good thing, because in today's society, women don't sound like women. Women sound like you don't know who they are. So I don't mind sounding like a girly girl because I am one, but I don't know if that was a compliment.
We didn't
South
say
Carolina.
You sounded like a girl. We said you sounded like a girl.
Yeah.
You were talking like a girl. It's totally different.
Different.
My voice is more high-pitched than yours, Tracy. So.
I'm supposed to talk like a woman. I'm supposed to think like a woman. I don't have testosterone. I thought y'all knew. That means.
How you going to say you're supposed to do it?
In society, I mean, I'm supposed to.
No. You're supposed to think like a man.
No.
That's what the name said.
I don't care what he said.
Talk like a man. Talk like a man.
I'm a man now, baby.
A grown man.
Grown man.
But Tracy,
oh, man, that's funny.
They've got it now that men are supposed to think like women and women are supposed to think like men. And never the twain shall meet. But that's what they want. They want one thought, and that's it, period.
Is that not a problem to anyone but me?
I got to say, everybody stay in your own lane.
Jeff, we can't stay in the lane because nobody has defined the lane.
Oh, yeah, that's almost, that's right.
No lane.
They've moved the lanes. That's right.
You're trying to get me to stay in a lane, but the lane is not defined by the lane anymore. So the lane is defined by...
We're one big, giant lane.
Actually, I'm supposed to... pretty soon they're going to have classes in school that's going to help you identify who you are and what you are.
No, you're going to be able to choose who you are.
That's
and
what
you want to be.
So how do you know at two what you choose to be?
They're going
to
put up
I think I want
several
to be
choices.
A tree.
Several choices before you, and your little hand, whatever it points at.
Like Duck Goose.
That's right. Whatever your little hand points at, that's what you're going to be able to be.
Okay, just checking.
They are crazy. You hear me? Crazy. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm sorry. South Carolina, why would you say I'm talking like a woman?
Because you are. Well, He wasn't the only one out there on the basketball playing, on the court playing. The other ones was out there, they scored some points too. Why couldn't they get no recognition? That same mentality is the reason why these soccer teams, these basketball teams, these baseball teams, T-ball, everybody gets a trophy at the end of the year. That's what I'm talking about.
The same trophy. And it don't matter. You could have played like you could have been the worst stinking player on the stinking team.
My little nephew is hot.
You could have just been stinking.
And
you
got 9 years old, and he's a soccer phenom. Okay, I'm football. I don't get into that soccer, but the little kid can play some soccer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, the year before, he got a trophy for being the MVP. Okay. This year, he didn't get no trophy.
Why?
Because everybody got a trophy for being the MVP.
Well,
and he don't quite understand that. He's kind of hot over that now.
I don't blame him.
He's kind of hot. He was almost to the point that I ain't playing for them no more. No. I'm not playing that year.
But you know what, South Carolina? You made a valid point there, and I have to say, you know, you made a point there, and you were right. That's why we should not feminize society the way that we do, because if we do, we'll turn into a socialist mentality.
Yeah, a bunch of wusses. Hey, 773, you're in there.
Well, back to LeBron James. He's the best player in the NBA. He's not the best player in the world. It's a lot of great players out there that's not in the NBA that's probably better than LeBron James. But the thing is that LeBron James, he can put up triple doubles. You can't put him on a Jordan status. You got to remember Jordan. Was out there basically by himself putting up points. Scottie Pippen was the kind of guy that give you rebounds and assists and maybe 20 points sometime. But he was out there by himself scoring. Tony Kukoc would come off the bench and put up maybe 10 points here and there in the game. But you got to understand, LeBron James got two of the other best top 10 players on that team and some good role players. So,
yes.
I mean, of course, they should have won. They actually should have been blowing out all the teams, the type of team that they had.
You would think so. I agree with you on that.
But let me tell you something now. The Spurs were no punks here, and that's the one thing that I'll say. I think you did have the two best teams out of the NBA playing. Now, you know, with the exception, you might be able to say you could have brought in Oklahoma, and you might have been able to, the top four are the ones that were in the top four.
I believe they should have blown out the Spurs. Tim Duncan,
long time ago.
38 years old. Ginobili's 36. You got young legs out there. I mean, Dwayne Wade in his early 20s. Dwayne Wade is in his early 30s. You got Bosch is in his early 30s. I mean, LeBron James in his late 20s. They should have been blowing that team out. They should have been blowing out all those teams, to be honest, with that kind of team that they have. But I don't see LeBron James being – he's the best player in the NBA, but you can't put him on the status of Jordan – or even, Kobe Bryant, you know.
I don't know.
He has to win.
I don't know.
Chicago, I agree with you. I agree with you on one part. One thing I disagree with, I think he's not a mature player like Magic and Michael Jordan. There were some mature players in the head when they played the game. I think that defines the difference between the two of them in their playing styles, or the three of them in their playing styles.
Well, I think, you know, when I look at when Jordan was playing, he wasn't going to let a team come back and beat them. They were going to bury a team. They were going to be able to sit out the starting players in the fourth quarter. They would blow them out in the first three quarters. They wasn't going to let their opponent come back and make it a game. They would blow him out. He wasn't going to let the players, the opposing team, come back and beat the Bulls. I don't know if LeBron James has that killer instinct yet. Even though he won a championship these last 2 years, I don't see he has that still has that killer instinct where I'm going to come in and we're going to blow you out the first three quarters and you ain't coming back.
I think I agree with you on that because with the team that they – when he walked into Miami, everyone was concerned about them being so powerful that it would take all competition out of the game.
Yeah, but –
and they did not live up to that standard.
And he should have stayed in Cleveland. My opinion, he should have stayed in Cleveland and try to bring Bosch over to give him some help. You know, Cleveland was his team. And I really would have liked them seeing him stayed in Cleveland and tried to bring like a Bosch over. But, you know, hey, he has three of the best top 10 players on Miami Heat. They won a championship, and they should have won a championship. And actually, they should have beat the Bulls record of 72-10. They should have went like 73-9. But, you know, it depends on if you had a killer instinct.
He ain't a killer. He from Akron.
Well, I hear you.
I'm not glorying in Spunk, and I think he is great to watch.
Well, I'm gonna just tell you that I agree that he is the best in the NBA. However, you have to understand something. He had to go in there, unseat the captain of the team, and become the captain. Then that's why. They're giving him all this credit because under his leadership, per se, you know, they came together and got the job done. And their acquisition of a Birdman was absolutely key because
I don't know because, I mean, Dwayne Wade is the type of player, if he really wants to play, he can give you 30 points a game. Chris Bosh has proven in Toronto he can give you 30 and 10 a game if he really wants to. So, I mean, when you got that type of team, three top 10 players on one team, you should win the championship.
And you should win more games than they did, and it should not go seven games.
Well, the seven-game thing
and
could
– And the Spurs made mental mistakes in game six. They should have won that.
But the Spurs should have won that game six, but there was a whole lot of bad calls against Miami on that one. Now, I will say this. Even though there was some bad calls, the Spurs outplayed them that night. And
They outplayed them, and I was upset about it. Tim Duncan schooled Chris Bosh. He just totally schooled him. That whole game, you know, you got a 38-year-old schooling Chris Bosh, which, what, 30, 31? I mean,
yeah.
He just totally schooled him.
I'm with you. I do understand. But really, they really outplayed him that game, and I thought that it was over, you know, because I said, oh, my God. I said, this is going to be done tonight. And, I was really getting a little emotional about that.
I'm saying, you know, with the level of the players that they have down in Miami, I would have thought if they had been playing at their optimum, they would have blown everybody out walking in the door.
But see, this is the thing that you don't understand. It's just like football. On any given day, you got grown behind men playing against each other.
Right.
That doesn't mean that and they are all, you know, pretty well trained, all of them.
Right. They know their craft.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty well trained. So, you know, we're not talking about, you know, we're just going to run over these guys just like if you had some 17-year-olds playing 12-year-olds on the court, you know,
that
somewhere.
That ain't my issue. My issue is, listen, I got to change the subject.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Why your boy name his son North?
Who's my boy?
I'm going to call him Chicago's boy. Chicago, why your boy name his son North and his last name West?
Chicago's gone.
South Carolina?
Tracy, no. I'm going to act like I didn't hear that.
I want to know why your boy name, why Chicago's boy named his son North and his last name
because
North.
Because he was smoking blunts.
So he going to have a baby by Kim Kardashian and he going to name his baby Northwest.
You talking about Kanye? From the time that he got all that play, talking about, George Bush, he's a racist.
He hates black people.
That should have let you know what kind of intellect you were dealing with.
The only thing that could have been worse if you'd have named him North by Dorn.
North by Northwest?
Yeah.
North by North. What's your last name, Wes?
First name, North.
Dumb butt.
What's your name? My name, North. What's your last name? West. Your name, Northwest? Come on now. That's not like an airline.
The only good thing about it is the boy will have enough money to change his name once his daddy dies.
Can you imagine him being in boot camp? Can you imagine him being in boot camp, the kind of fun that a drill instructor would have with him?
Oh, man. No. No.
I just thought I'd throw that
you're
out there.
You're setting the kid up for a failure.
It's like
Frank Zappa. He must have went through a Frank Zappa school of naming children. Dweezil. Moon Unit. Come on.
Can you say... Just stop it. Mm-hmm. Can you say drugs?
Yeah.
Okay. You can say drugs?
Yeah.
Say I do
hey,
drugs?
Her stupid, but let him name the child that.
Huh? What'd you say, South Carolina?
Her stupid butt let him name her child that. Man, please.
I'm just shocked by that they let it go that way. That's just crazy. 440, your mic is on.
Yeah, that's going to be LeBron's last championship. That Dwayne Wade, he's a shell of his former self. He gets hurt too much. And Bosh, way overrated. Yeah, I think that was the end of the line. I mean, they almost lost it this time. Because of the both of them. And you got Ray Allen and the rest of those guys are getting older. So, yeah. He'll be looking for a new home. I just hope it's not here.
I heard he's coming back.
I don't want him. Well, he won't come back here. He's not welcome.
Now, hold on. But Cleveland needs a basketball, a football, and a baseball team.
Well, here's the thing. You know, he's never been hurt. We get him back, I promise you he gets hurt. I promise.
So.
I promise you that. Yeah. Sure.
No,
he's getting older. He's getting older. He's getting older. He's in his prime right now. He'll stay one more year, lose, and then after that everything's going to start falling apart for him. I truly believe that. I think his best days are just about up.
No.
Sure.
He's still young. I mean, you got to realize Magic and Kareem, they played until, and you don't hear anything negative about him as far as his life. You know, you don't hear about him getting high and all that. I don't know. He might have a better life than we give him. I think he'll have a longer lifespan on the court. What do you think, South Carolina?
I don't think so. I think he's right. He's toast.
No.
He's toast. I give him another 2 years. He'll retire, become a movie star.
Yep.
That would not be a good idea.
And he's going to mentally burn out before he even gets hurt, I think.
Yeah.
What?
I mean,
you're right.
You're talking about somebody
that's been right.
He's been playing in the NFL since he was, what, 18?
Yeah.
And how old is he now?
28, isn't he? Somewhere around there?
Yeah, that's a long time.
Kareem played until he was 40.
Yeah, but Kareem, he doesn't have the same mental and he doesn't have the same maturity that Kareem had. You forget, before Kareem was Kareem, he was Lou Alcindor. And he played 4 years of college.
Right. That's
so
what I'm saying.
Was a grown man when he was a grown man when he went in the NBA. This kid does not have the same consistency or the same resolve that a Kareem or a Magic or even a, you know, a Dennis Rodman.
That's bad.
Well, he doesn't.
Dennis was crazy.
Dennis
was a bad
boy.
I would love to see
LeBron play against like a Daryl Dawkins.
I would too. I don't think he can handle that.
Remember my watch that game, Daryl went up and dunked the ball and shattered the backboard. Never been done before in the NBA.
You remember that, huh?
I remember that.
You're telling your age, South Carolina.
That's okay.
You're telling your age.
I remember it.
Hey, what you doing this weekend? How's the weather down there? What you doing this weekend?
It is approximately 84 degrees, low humidity. The sun is out. Got a light breeze. I think I'm going to go fishing. Deep sea fishing.
Ooh. What kind of fishing?
Deep sea. Out in the Gulf Stream. Get on a boat about 6 o'clock in the morning, ride for 3 hours on the boat, and start fishing until about 6 o'clock that night.
What is the big deal about fishing?
I can't explain it, Tracy. It's a man out there hunting for what his food is. There's a certain excitement of dropping a hook down 100 feet, letting something bite it, and you don't know what you're going to pull up. Whether you don't know whether you got to run or be happy. Because some of that stuff you pull up from down there, you just better cut the line and let it go.
What is the big deal about fishing? I mean, listen, you take a fish, you take a hook, you take
Tracy.
A rope, take a tree limb, and you put a string on it, and you put a little worm, and then you go
you're doing it again. You're doing it
and
again.
What?
The woman thing.
Oh.
You're doing the woman thing again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Something's wrong. I am one.
Gosh. Yeah, you sound just like my wife. I don't know what to say. I mean, gosh, man. Are y'all related?
You know what it is? It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday. Yeah, I'm not supposed. What is this? I'm not supposed to sound like a woman.
No.
You guys are just not used to it, huh?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
But listen, we got to get you to a NASCAR, so we know that. We got to get you a NASCAR race, and then we got to get you deep sea fishing, or at least pier fishing.
No.
But anyway, have you ever fished before?
Yeah, I caught a rock.
You never been fishing then?
I have. No, I caught a rock. I'm not going anywhere to stand on a creek bank and on a boat where everybody wants to be quiet so we can go fishing.
Oh, now if you have to,
don't
you
say
nothing.
Just get a fish away. No, I'm not trying to meditate looking out over the water watching the ripples go. Skip that. Give me something that we can throw something in the water and make noise. Don't do that. Can't throw that in the water. It'll scare the fish away. No.
Well, I mean, it's called fishing for a reason, Tracy. I mean, you can either dive down there and get them or you can drop a hook.
I ain't diving down there. That's why you go to the store.
That's why you go to the store?
Yes.
No.
You want to go? If you want fish, you go to the store, or you go to the neighbor's house.
Tracy, I'm gonna tell you, it is cheaper for me to spend my money, go on the boat, spend my time out there, and go fishing, and catch what I want, and bring it home, than to go to the store and buy it.
Yeah, but by the time you get done slicing him open, shaping the shells, slicing him open, cleaning him out, funking up everything around you, you might as well just kick it at home and go to the store, ready made.
No. I'm not going to do that. Nope.
Whoa.
Nope.
Hey, check this out. A top aide to former IRS chief reportedly logs 310 times of going into the White House. The chief staff and the former IRS commissioner, Doug Schultzman, appears to have visited the White House campus up to 310 times between 2009 and 2013.
Why?
He says he was there for everything from meetings to the Easter egg hunt roll. He was always
meetings,
there. I mean,
what kind of meetings?
I don't know. He had a meeting. Haven't you had a meeting?
Is it normal protocol for the head of the IRS to go over to the White House for a regular meeting? Is that
Absolutely.
What that's not a cabinet level position.
He had a meeting. Thomas, you had a meeting.
That's not a cabinet.
He had a meeting.
That's not a cabinet level position.
He had a meeting. Leave the man alone. He had a meeting. Haven't you had a meeting? If the president called you tomorrow, would you go?
Yeah, I'd go. I would go. I would go.
Amen. See, what do you do? Say no?
Yeah, but the thing about it, I want to know what the meeting is going to be about. Because I am no longer in the United States Marine Corps. He's no longer my commander in chief. So I got to ask him, what do you want to talk to me about? You'll find out when you get there. No.
That sounds like a setup.
Sounds like somebody going to lock me up. I'm serious on that one.
No, they ain't gonna lock you up. Don't no. They ain't gonna let you lock you up. But I'm just saying, you said I sound like a woman today, so I've got to get back to my political role, so I won't sound like a girly girl. Jeff, you look lighter. Hey, it's Friday, guys.
I wonder where
almost.
Was that?
Huh?
You gonna pay for that?
I wonder where was that? You didn't take the bait on that the 300 trips to the White House. I'm like, okay.
You're going
to
pay for that one, Tracy. Remember that right now.
South Carolina.
But Tracy, look,
yes.
This is what I want you to do. I want you to go on YouTube, and I want you to pull up Super Voyager 3 on YouTube and look at the fish, and you'll see why I go.
Super Voyager 3.
Super Voyager.
Super Voyager.
Three.
Okay. S-U-P-E-R.
Right. Yeah.
Super Voyager.
Uh-huh.
And it's Super Voyager 3?
Yep.
The digit 3 or the number 3?
Oh. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Gulfstream. Now, what kind of fish will you catch?
You'll catch grouper. You'll catch triggerfish. You'll catch familia snapper. You'll catch red snapper. You'll catch king mackerel. You'll catch tilefish. You'll catch black bass, amberjack, cobia, dolphin. You name it, it's down there. Grunt.
What? Hold on.
Where is that?
This is out of Calabash, North Carolina.
Oh. Okay.
Now, South Carolina, slow down some, because I got some questions.
Yeah.
Okay. When you catch a dolphin, what do you do with that?
You eat it.
Talk to it. You can't eat no dolphin.
That's not the same dolphin. It's different. It's different. It's not the dolphin that you're talking about, you know, flipper. This is different. Kind of like a mahi-mahi.
Oh.
No, I don't eat that. I don't want no fish that's almost smart as I am.
Yeah, mahi-mahi.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
I can't eat a fish. You smart
okay,
as
so,
me.
So it, you got red snapper. Can you, when you catch some red snapper this weekend, can you flash freeze it and overnight it Federal Express?
Nah, you want your snapper, you come fish. I'll teach you how to fish. That way you'll fish for a lifetime and eat for a lifetime.
Hear me what I'm saying.
Flash freeze,
and send it to you.
She got that liberal mindset. She don't want to do it for herself. She wants the government to give her some red snappers.
No, I don't. I don't want the government to give it to me. I want South Carolina to ship it to me. I'm not looking for government tea.
They can't flash freeze nothing. All they can do is put it on some ice. By the time you get it,
it'll
be sloshing around in the pack.
Yep. No, I'll tell you what. Then you flash freeze it and then put some hot ice in it and put it in an ice pack. I'll ship you a crate.
Percy, mm-hmm. I can't even get within a 30-mile radius of where I'm at now. There's nobody sells dry ice.
What do you mean nobody sells dry ice? Is it against the law now,
too? They don't sell it. No, they just don't have a call for it. We
don't
want to make a addiction line, girl.
Do you know how hot it is down there for y'all to be never no flash fishing ice hot?
No. We take it home,
yes,
and it cool off with the ice, and we clean it, and we put it in the freezer. Of course not. For those of you that do not know about fish, fresh fish, when you catch fresh fish, you don't just put it in a pack and put it in the refrigerator or put it in the freezer. You want to deep freeze it. You want to take it and put the fish in water, pack it in water, okay, and then freeze it. That way, when you take it out and you thaw it out, it will be as fresh as when you put it in there.
That's what I heard, but that's not what I'm saying. How am I going to get that fish to Youngstown, Ohio?
You can go to the grocery store and get it, Tracy.
They done went off the rail in the room now.
Oh.
Don't read it. No, don't read it.
You know why?
You don't want
to. Let me tell you why.
Because
crazy's in there.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. Crazy's in there and crazy's in there. And when you get two crazies in the chat room, you just get over
no.
the top.
And migraine. Oh, no.
See what I'm saying? When you get crazy and crazier in there, when you get two crazies in a room, you know you got crazy, really. So
I don't know what happened. I've agreed with about five things that Lethal said already today.
Listen, I'm going to take a break. South Carolina, hold on. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic. We've got about 20 minutes before we get to the end of the day, but we do want to hear from you if you have not called in, and we'll see you on the other side.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
The average American makes 12 cell phone calls each day, 84 calls each week, 300 each month. That's 4,000 cell phone calls each year. If you suspect child abuse or neglect, the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services is asking you to make one more call. Call 855-OH-CHILD to be connected to your local children's services agency. Calls are confidential and anonymous. Call 855-642-4453. It's the most important call you'll make. The average American...
Hi, it's Heather in the studio with Bob Davis from Fairway Ford, and it's summer sale season on the new 2013 Ford F-150s at Fairway Ford in Canfield.
This summer sales event is the time to get your new Ford truck. Fairway Ford is taking an incredible 27% off MSRP of every new 2013 Ford F-150 XLT in stock. We have over 200 new 2013 Ford F-150s available. Choose from super cabs and crew cabs and get 27% off MSRP. If you're looking for a truck, Fairway Ford has it.
And what a selection.
And with 27% off, you save up to $12,000 off MSRP on new 2013 Ford F-150 XLTs. Plus, we'll include a bedline and a remote start too with no games.
And every F-150 is on sale at Fairway Ford with no exclusions.
Plus, we'll pay top dollar for your trade. So see us at fairwayford.us or call 330-533-FORD. Fairway, that's the way we do business.
one 800 530 wsom, or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229, and I hope you're having a good afternoon today. It is 41 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock. South Carolina's on the phone. Jeff is in the studio. I want to thank him for, you know, you guys just have no idea. And people say, Jeff, what all do you do? If y'all knew, y'all would really be amazed with what my schedule looks like in a day and what all I do in a short period of time and then try to make it in here. And you guys are so very, very important to all of us so that you know that. But I do want to say thank you to Jeffrey, because I text him at the last minute. What, Jeffrey?
Kanye and them had a girl, and they're going to call her Nori.
North.
Nori.
North. Northwest.
I just got correction from your friend.
Who?
My wife. She says the girl, and they tend to call her Nori.
And I'm reading, hold on, I'm reading L.A. Times.
Uh-oh.
And it says, Kim West. Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, choose baby name, Northwest.
That's so stupid.
Hold on, I got it.
But that collective intellects are probably, that's what they are. That's exactly who they are. That name is exactly who these two bimbos are.
Your wife is trying to give them more credit than what they got.
Alaska. That's right.
Hold on, South Carolina. I got to thank Jeffrey out loud and in public. I can't, because Jeff, I'm going to give you a raise.
My raise is, you should see him.
I know.
I'm just rolling in the dough.
I know.
I'm rolling in.
It's the news we've all been waiting for. Kim and Kanye announced their baby's name. E! Can confirm Kim Kardashian, who gave birth to a tiny girl over the weekend in L.A., has named her daughter Northwest. Back in March, the parents denied rumors they were considering the unique moniker. Little North arrived earlier than expected, and the Kardashian clan
Little North
overjoyed with the addition. Auntie Chloe wrote on Twitter, "I cannot even begin to describe..."
What's your name,
her
Northwest?
"Now a part of our family."
A little girl, no doubt.
Hey.
But the only thing is, like I said, she'll be rich enough to be able to change the name when her daddy and mama
die.
Yeah.
Tracy, if they would have named her South, it would have had a totally different connotation. So they did the right thing.
What's the difference between Southwest and Northwest besides direction?
Huh?
What's the difference between Southwest and Northwest?
The name North. The name North, and I'm thinking like they are, using my
intuition. Okay.
So what they're, if you think about the North Pole, it's the brightest star in the sky, does not move, so it'll be a solid, you know, so everybody will know, you know, the direction to go to get out of the trouble is North.
And if you name your child South, it means what? You're enslaved?
It means you're going to hell.
I mean, come on, y'all. They named the baby North. She said it was named Nora.
Yes. She said Nora.
Nori.
Tell her that may be how they pronounce it, but it's spelled North.
North.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Jeff, I agree with Lethal today.
Yeah. What did he say? What else did he say now?
He said name the trash West.
Poor baby, I ain't gonna say that about the baby. The baby ain't got a chance because he got two fools for parents world done gave a ton of money to.
Because sure, name is so East West because their parents mind, they just not fall apart. They are.
Well, I don't know. They're both kind of stupid.
As far as the East is from the West.
Now, isn't Kim Kardashian the one that had the $72 million wedding that lasted 6 days?
Mm-hmm.
Just checking.
Yep. That's the one. Don't you just love it?
Gotta love it. This is something else I want to talk about.
Had a husband, then had to get rid of a husband, go shack up with somebody, have a baby. Stupid.
I thought you knew. That ain't stupid.
There ain't no standards.
What are y'all talking about? What's wrong with, you know, that's how we do it. We see
you all Bible thumpers.
You're not tolerant.
You're intolerant. You're mean and you're conservative. You're mean.
Right. You're intolerant. You shouldn't be that way, South Carolina.
Really?
Have you not heard?
Oh, they were on fire or something like that. I spelled them. I wouldn't treat them that bad.
People are going to wake up one day and find out the earth is on fire.
And nobody pulled the fire alarm.
People are going to wake up one day and they're going to find out. They're going to be like, you know what? The earth is on fire. Did you know there was a fire? There's a fire. They're going to wake up and find out.
Fire.
No, because Tracy, they would make a party of it because they say, it's getting hot in here. Let's take up all our clothes.
I am getting so hot. I want to take my clothes off.
Clothes. That's what they would do.
Yep. Oh, wait a minute. Sticks texted in and said LeBron's going to go to work for the White House promoting health care.
Is he serious?
I don't know. Who knows?
Sticks, please tell me that that's not true. That would turn me away from being a LeBron fan. I would then say, LeBron, I can't stand you.
No. Why? Because they need a PR person to promote this. Because they need all these people to go into the exchanges. They need this.
To promote anything, people going to run to the exchanges because they're going to need to be covered, or else they're going, or else they'll, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. It has been a great week. I've enjoyed it. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Sticks and Jeff that was here Monday, Tuesday, Jeff and I, and then Wednesday, Sticks and I, and let yesterday, Mark, Manji, and I want to thank all of you guys for just being a part of Tracy and Friends and making it happen. Next week, y'all keep Jeff in line. So keep him relevant. Make sure he's not too abrasive. Make sure he does not, the shadow clone don't come in and start.
I'm softer
than
a baby's behind.
So why you want to talk about the baby?
I'm softer than a baby's behind. I'm that gentle.
Just stop it.
Do not call anybody bad names.
Oh, God.
South Carolina.
Yes, ma'am.
He's going to need you.
Not even Steve.
No.
I never call Steve bad names.
It's the other people I'm concerned about.
He ran Diva off. Diva don't call you no more.
I know.
The
reason why he don't call here because Jeff just dogged him out.
Stanley. I dog Stanley. I used to tell him, praise the Lord, Stanley. And for atheists, that's like, throwing water on a witch.
Yeah.
Make sure, y'all. We got to talk Stanley up.
I'm melting. We better try to find him old shows and get his number. I pull all the numbers.
You know what? I never thought about. I don't. They go away. I've never. Oh. You know what? I may have written it down.
Yeah.
I may have written it down. Because I need to find him.
We need to get together a trip and go find some of the folks that did not and have not been on the show in a while. Just show up at the door.
Like a flash mob.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, flash. We're going to flash mob Stanley.
That would be funny.
That would be
funny.
But
we have to wait until we get on television for that, South Carolina.
Put it on YouTube. You're getting caught up over there?
I did. Really, it was bad. What did you guys, Jeff, you weren't here.
Uh-uh.
What did you guys think about the former senator in Louisiana who came out, and that was a Democrat, and said he could no longer do it?
He couldn't do it. Well, there's about three or four guys doing that right now. And, now I saw a picture yesterday. You know, there's a ton of people getting ready to protest Washington about the amnesty bill. Okay? They're upset about this. And they are going in, and I had one of my pastor friends tell me, I wonder how much the RNC is paying them to do this. I said,
Jeff,
come on.
You know what?
Your
wife is listening. So since you need to ban his Facebook.
I can't ban him. I got to leave him on. But he's a friend, actually, but he just is so misguided. And I can't believe he's so misguided because he's ample as a minister, pretty much, you know. But when it comes to this thing, No. We see in part and we prophesy in part. It's very clear. But, you know, I tell people, you need to wake up and look around you. You know, look at what the news is saying now. Even the news media that doesn't want to hurt this man in any way. They can't. Well, this is just too much. This cat is naive.
Who's naive?
President. I mean, the stuff he says is stupid.
Jeff, you won't listen to me.
Yeah, what?
You don't listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, they don't get it. They won't get it. They're blinded by the light.
Blinded by the light.
Yeah, remember the song? Blinded by the light. They're blinded by the light.
The light.
You know, we're going to take your radios from y'all, too.
That's a good song, though. Very good song.
What were they talking about?
Well, by the time you get home, get back, Tracy, we're going to have your house surrounded with drones. Watch what you're doing. No, wait a minute. I was just.
Well, listen. And, you know, there are drones that are small enough to be bugs. Can y'all make sure that when you send a drone to my house, they eat mosquitoes?
No. All this drone is going to do is watch as the mosquito bites you. we're not doing that. We're leaving things alone. Now, where everybody show up?
Pull Mr. Miyagi on the show.
What do you call Mr. Who?
Pull a Mr. Miyagi on him.
Oh, yeah, me.
Hey, 440, how you doing, honey? You keep on hanging up on us. How you doing, sweetheart?
I know. I keep driving through bad areas. That's why.
So you're down in South Carolina today, huh?
I want to ask Jeff if he's going to have the in studio guest, his boyfriend that called earlier.
Who is that? Paul. We can't let Paul know we're near the studio.
No, Paul can't come in. No.
Man, that's one of the only people that cannot come in.
You know,
we let everybody else come in if they want to.
You know, it's funny you said that, because I've invited everybody to the studio but Paul. And he was, you can be right across the street. We never invited Paul in.
You know, I would love, I saw these people, I tried to watch MSNBC the other day. And I saw these people trying to explain the immigration bill, and they never dealt with any of the issues of why it could be wrong. They just completely negated it and blamed it all on prejudiced Republicans. They just don't want this to happen. They just don't want this. They don't want this, and they're going to stymie themselves forever, because that's what they're going to say to make sure that it sticks to the Republicans, whatever is done wrong, okay?
Well,
they don't care whether
you
got to
have that guy back on. That guy made me laugh. I said, this guy is like totally opposite of everything
of
I stand for. Everything. He's such a liberal. He's such a liberal, blind person, uninformed. I'm like, oh my God, listen to this guy.
Wait a minute.
You didn't change his mind, and that's your best friend or your buddy or
It is not my best friend.
It is his best friend. Don't be trying to hide Paul now, Jeff.
Or boyfriend. Is it his boyfriend?
It's Tracy's boyfriend. What are you talking about? Is it my boyfriend? I sound like I have a boyfriend.
Well, now, Jeff, it's not about a sound. You know,
it's about a sound here, because I'm going to tell you what.
It's
though.
Not about a sound. It's
no,
all,
I'm fully testosterone up here.
I got you fired up, though, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, you guys have a good weekend.
And I'm going to remember your number, man.
Listen, next week, please get Jeff company, all right?
I'm going to remember your number.
Jeff.
What? He hung up now. What did
Paul say to you today? What did I miss?
Oh no, Paul was Paul
was Paul
was
just being Paul.
Oh, of course, but he was saying he's just going to enjoy this hot weather day. He's not going to worry about the $100 million the president never spending, and this, that, and other. He said, you know more about politics than me, and I don't know that, but I'm just going to enjoy it. He's the first black president. And he's doing what all the rest of them do. It's just payback. That's all it is payback now, because now the black man has and Fort Myers was just what?
But Tracy,
we were both, I couldn't
the
believe
thing
it
about
either.
Payback, the thing
yeah.
about payback,
yeah,
is when they pay you back for what? Oh boy, it gets. They're gonna pay you back one day.
Well, these people don't understand, and like I prefaced it, I said, look, I know a lot of people don't know what is being done, the supporters. Now, he's down to 46% approval rating, 53% disapproval rating, and, you know, there is more to follow as more revelations come out, because people, even the most diehard supporters, have to say there's something wrong here. Now, you put a boy in a man's job, and not to say that a certain thing, but these people are not presidential at all.
Yeah.
They do not know how to run the world.
We only got a minute and a half.
Yeah,
we'll
do
your
thing.
You can't tell you don't run the world. We know how to run the world. The question is, do you understand how they want the world to look? I'll see
yes.
you guys on Monday. We'll be back here on Monday. Hopefully you will be with us also. Please give us a call. The number is 347-945-5555. 347-945-5229. Jeff, I can't think of the number. You
I can see
it.
Forever.
We will see you guys.
It's too late for
me
to call anyway. Forget
it. I got to give them the number. Cause
why?
Write it down. Write it
they
down.
They don't need no number. They need to call Monday and get the number Monday.
No, they need to write the number down. I want them to be indoctrinated with the phone number.
Y'all call in now on Monday. I'll be glad to see you and talk to you.
You're going to want them Tuesday through Friday.
I'm going to talk to you because I'm going to filibuster you down.
Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM. WSOM.